leading you up to first pitch. It's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And cook a high drive deep left center field. That baseball's gone!
Get ready for the action with a preview of today's game, an interview, starting lineup, and so much more.
Here comes Sparks. The throw is late! Daryl Hernandez wins it in the ninth for the Shorebirds.
Now, here's your host, the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to SRP Park for Game 5 of 6 between the Delmarva Shorebirds and the Augusta Green Jackets. Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. I'm Sam Jelinek to walk you through everything you need to know prior to tonight's Saturday night tilt between the 6-13 Delmarva Shorebirds and the 10-9 Augusta Green Jackets. Last night, Game 4 of the series, Shorebirds, after picking up the win on Thursday night, couldn't follow it up with another win on Friday, as a four-run second inning for Augusta did the Shorebirds in. Delmarva's starter Dan Hammer, who had pitched the scoreless first, came back out for the second and just couldn't find his groove. Augusta able to tack four runs on him. The Shorebirds made it close down the stretch, though. Run in the sixth, solo homer for Daryl Hernandez in the eighth, made it 6-3. They got the first two on via errors in the ninth, brought the go-ahead run to the plate, actually in the form of Hernandez, but he bounced into an inning-ending and game-ending 4-3 double play. The third twin killing that the Birds hit into last night, the most they've hit into so far this season, as Delmarva fell by a final of 6-4. Landon Leach was the winner, Dan Hammer the loser, with Rob Griswold picking up the save thanks to that double play ball off the bat of Hernandez. So the Shorebirds back to 7 games under .500, now 7 games back of the league-leading and division-leading Fredericksburg Nationals at 13-6. Augusta, they keep pace with Charleston, leading the Southern Division at 13-6. Green Jackets now 3 games back, although they do have Charleston ahead of them at 12-7 as well. So tonight, the Shorebirds will send Moises Chassé to the mound to make his fourth outing of the season, his third start. He has no record, a 4.15 ERA. Had his worst outing of the season last time out, lasted just 2 outs against Myrtle Beach last Sunday as they tacked 4 on him in the very first frame. Shorebirds were able to come back and tie it late, ended up coughing up 3 runs after that, though, as they fell 7-4. But Chassé will be opposed by the lefty Sam Strickland, getting the spot start here. It should be kind of a bullpen game here this evening for Augusta, as they had to shuffle the rotation earlier in the week as they had a pitcher hit the IL. That was one Adam Shoemaker, who would have been two nights ago, that starter that instead was taken by Smith Shaver, who ended up pitching well for the Green Jackets instead. So it's Strickland v. Chassé. Try and say that 5 times fast here tonight. Your pitching matchup between Delmarva and Augusta. Last night, Shorebirds did get some good pitching later in that game as Juan Thomas Girard came on to clean up the mess in the second inning as he pitched 2 1/3 scoreless innings. He's run his scoreless inning streak now out to 7 1/3 consecutive scoreless frames out of the bullpen. He's got an ERA just below 2 as well. Got a chance to catch up with Thomas prior to today's ballgame. Always nice to get the relievers some air time. So I'll go ahead, step aside, and let Thomas do the talking now. So here's our interview with Shorebirds reliever Thomas Girard. Here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show, we're chatting with Shorebirds reliever Thomas Girard. And Thomas, I actually don't remember whether or not I ever had you on the pregame show last year. I said the same thing to Daniel Lloyd. I owe an apology to every reliever in the bullpen for how infrequently I get you guys on, but you certainly deserved it after 2 1/3 scoreless innings last night. I don't know if you know it, I think you're up to 8 consecutive scoreless innings now. You're throwing the ball really well. Just how you feel to start out the season?
Yeah, I feel really good. I mean, first couple outings were short and gave up some hard contact, but making quick adjustments off that is important, and especially as a reliever, When you have a short, shaky outing, it's important to bounce back quickly. So, you know, not overanalyze, but also make the necessary adjustments. I mean, first time seeing these type of lineups in a while, so you're going to need to make adjustments.
And you're back for year two with the Shorebirds, and one thing I've asked a lot of the guys who have come back for another year, like Daryl Hernandez and Shane Davis, is what was the biggest takeaway for you after your first season in pro ball? Because I know that can be a very big jump, especially in your case, coming off of a year that was very much shortened by the pandemic.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the biggest adjustments are you're not getting away with as many mistakes, and the hitters just aren't making as many mistakes on your bad pitches. So mistakes meaning pitches in the zone that shouldn't be quite as much in the zone, and bad pitches meaning off speed and out of the zone early in the count. So those two things can work against you and make you get behind early. So and that's when you get hurt with hard contact. So it's important to have confidence in your stuff early in the count in the zone.
And we were talking a little bit before this interview about your arsenal of pitches. Coming out of college, you were primarily fastball slider. Now you've got a really good four-pitch mix. And the way baseball is trending now is away from establishing fastball, so to speak, and working off of that. Now it's, okay, just what pitch suits this situation best against the lineup that I'm facing. How have you tried to change your mindset from, I imagine, being brought up to you throw fastball, first pitch strikes, and then you go to the off-speed stuff with two strikes? How have you adapted to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the way I approach it is how am I going to get ahead here and how am I going to stay ahead? I think whether it's fastball, changeup, whatever it is that I need to use to get ahead of the hitter, when I'm ahead, I there's never a time I have more confidence than that. So just jumping up ahead of hitters and not letting them figure out what pitch you're going to throw and then making good pitches.
And so far this year, you've really bounced around as far as what role that you filled currently in games. Last night, you came on when Dan Hammer had a little trouble in the second. You've pitched at back end of games. You've pitched middle innings. You've pitched at the front end of games. And the way baseball is trending is you just kind of use a fireman down in the bullpen whenever the situation calls for it. It's a big spot. Let's throw him in here, see if he can stop the bleeding. How do you get used to, you know, the biggest moment of the game might suddenly be the second as opposed to here's the ball in the ninth, get us the final three outs instead?
Yeah, well, I think that's something I've always prided myself on is being ready and being able to get ready quickly if I'm not completely ready. And so in college, it was a little different. I kind of hung out in the dugout until I was, you know, if the situation called for the closer, I was in the bullpen. But now, you just kind of got to hang out in the bullpen, and really, it's the pregame process that allows you to be ready for whatever. Whether, you know, personally, I have my process that gets me ready to throw in the second or throw in the ninth, feeling the same way.
So walk me through your process, because I know for some guys it's different. Some guys go Red Bull, red hot, really intense kind of stuff. Other guys are just, hand me the ball, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty much that hand me the ball, let's go type of guy. I can throw six pitches and be ready to go in the game. I could throw 20 pitches and warm up three times and be ready to go in the game. I think, you know, it's kind of all about how you feel and how much you're going to throw pregame or, you know, pre-BP, whether you want to take advantage of that to work on your spins or you just want to get your arm loose. So.
And I've got to ask, because I never found out earlier, I know obviously you went to Duke, take a lot of pride in coming from Duke. How much ribbing did the guys give you once Duke lost in the college basketball championship and Coach K's career was over?
Yeah, I mean, it was always tough for me to be a super Duke fan because of coming from UConn, but, you know, obviously root for them and you know, nobody likes Duke basketball, so everyone's always going to chime in with their two cents.
Well, Thomas, thank you so much for the time, and congrats on the good outing last night and your recent string of success.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We'll be back with the Preston Automotive Group starting lineup here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show.
And we're back right away here on the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show. Sam Zielnik here with you again. Thanks to Thomas for giving me the time here today. But let's go ahead and get you those Preston Automotive Group starting lineups as Augusta is starting to take the field. Delmarva, the South, they line up tonight. Couple of changes for manager Felipe Rojas Jr. Luis Valdez leads it off. He's at second. Noel Bert Romero, the DH, hits second. Michel Deson is out in center, followed by Isaac Baloney. He'll hit cleanup and play left. Davis Tavares in right, bats fifth. Isaac De Leon, the shortstop, bats sixth, followed by Ryan Higgins, making his first professional start over at first base. Moises Ramirez is at third, batting eighth, and Brian Hernandez does the catching, batting ninth, for Moises Chassé on the mound for Delmarva tonight. For Augusta and first-year manager Nestor Perez, this is how they line it up. Caleb Durbin leads it off. He's playing third base. Cal Conley back in the lineup. He'll play short. Geraldo Quintero at second base hits third. Stephen Paulini, the right fielder, bats fourth. Ruzber Estrada, first we've seen of him here in this series. He was added to the roster yesterday. He'll bat fifth. Mekhi Backstrom, the first baseman, bats sixth, followed by Braulio Vasquez. Or rather, Backstrom will be DHing, beg my pardon. Braulio Vasquez will play first base. He'll bat seventh. Caden Morton in center bats eighth. And Connor Blair out in left will hit ninth for Sam Strickland, the southpaw on the mound for Augusta. National anthem about to be played here from the ballpark, so we'll go ahead, step aside one final time, and on the other side, we'll have first pitch. This has been the Delmarva Shorebirds pregame show on the Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
The 26th season of Delmarva Shorebirds baseball is here.
Counter, a bouncing ball, fair down the third baseline.
Two league championships, over 100 players sent to the majors, and countless memories.
Williams scores, racing around third. Here comes Norby. He'll score standing.
The future stars of Baltimore are here today in Salisbury.
And when this ball comes down, the Birds have taken the lead.
It's time for first pitch. Let's head out to the ballpark and join the voice of the Shorebirds, Sam Jelinek.
Welcome, everybody, to beautiful SRP Park as the Delmarva Shorebirds and Augusta Green Jackets tango for the fifth time this week here on Saturday night in North Augusta, South Carolina. Sam Jelinek here with you. Our earlier start here tonight at 6:05 as the Shorebirds will look to bounce back from a Friday night loss last night falling 6-4. They still have a chance to split the series, but they'll need to win back-to-back games for just the second time this year. In order to do so, Augusta, a chance for an early series win, and they'll put the ball in the hand of the southpaw, Sam Strickland. Strickland making just his second appearance of the season, his first start. So far this season, Strickland has been very good, allowing just an unearned run on two hits. Over four and a third innings, he struck out two, walked two. Drafted in the 19th round out of Samford last season. Strickland 6'2", 218. And this is the defense. The manager, Nestor Perez, sets up behind him to start this one out. It's Connor Blair in left, Caden Morton in center, Stephen Paulini in right. Caleb Durbin gets the start at third, Cal Conley at short, Geraldo Quintero at second, Braulio Vasquez at first, and Ruzber Estrada does the catching for Mr. Strickland. Augusta sporting, I guess, I don't know how to best to describe it, but they are Star Wars-themed jerseys tonight. They got the Mandalorian on it on the left, with the carrier for Baby Yoda on the right. Beautiful Star Wars-esque background with an A on the left chest. They'll go black caps. Shorebirds in the road grays here tonight after rocking orange the past two nights. Last night couldn't follow it up with another win, so today it falls back to the gray, and maybe that will bring a bit more good luck. Strickland done with his warm-up tosses, and we're ready to go here from Augusta. Luis Valdez strides the plate. To lead this one off, Luis got last night off, plays here tonight.
switch hitter, batting from the right side against the southpaw on the hill. Valdez on the season hitting .268 with a .305 on base percentage. Strickland from dead center on the rubber kicks and deals the first pitch, and Valdez lines it to short by the backhand stab of Conley and on into left field to get this game off and running. Valdez not wasting any time, smokes a ball by the shortstop and on into left field to get this game cooking. So we're underway just a minute early at 6:04 as well. Doesn't matter the time, matter the place. Luis Valdez ready to go. It's actually the second straight time Valdez has led off the game with a base hit when he's been in the starting lineup. So he's at first, and Noelbert Romero the batter in the first pitch. Fastball down the middle for strike one. Have to keep an eye on Valdez at first. He stole three bases back on Thursday night. One off the franchise record most recently done by Kirvin Mesquite in 2018. Strickland keeps an eye on him, and he throws over to first. Chases Valdez back to the bag. Romero bumped up from the nine spot where he'd hit the past two nights, DHing tonight. Right-handed batter. Middle infield at double play depth. Here's the pitch. Valdez runs. Fastball high and away. The throw to second goes into center on a hop. Valdez gets up off his belly and trucks it over to third on the throwing error. Great start for the Shorebirds. Valdez singles, swipes second. Errant throw from Estrada as it skipped by the shortstop Conley covering. Or check that. And that was the second baseman Quintero covering. Valdez with his sixth stolen base of the season goes to third on the error. And the count even at one on Romero with a chance to get the Shorebirds on the board first. Romero on the season, three RBIs, and they've all come on homers. He's hit a two-run homer and a solo homer. Solo homer coming earlier this week, the 1-1. Romero takes down the dirt for ball two. Strickland, just a three-pitch mix, fastball, slider, changeup. Set in the 2-1. Romero pops it back out of play, and the count's even at two. Just another gorgeous night for baseball here on the riverfront of North Augusta. Just had perfect weather all week long. Not even a cloud in the sky again. Sunshine bathing the field, 2-2. Romero off the end of the bat, trickles it to the backstop, stays alive. Tomorrow will be another afternoon start, just like we had earlier in the week. It'll be 1:30 for the series finale. Shorebirds hoping to make that a quasi-rubber game, looking for a split. Man at third, nobody out, top of the first. Strickland deals home, and Romero takes a slider on the back foot. The count's full. Strickland, after being drafted last year, ended up pitching in nine games down in the FCL. 12 and a third innings allowed, 11 runs all earned, as the pitch to Romero is drilled to straightaway center. Chasing Morton back will make the catch about 15 feet in front of the warning track, and Valdez will tag and score easily from third as Noelbert Romero does his job, sacrifice flying an RBI as Valdez gets on, gets over, and then gets himself in to give the Birds a 1-0 lead, just two batters in. So wipe the bases clear. One out, and Michel Desson comes to the plate. Left on right matchup, the first pitch. Fastball, letter high for a called strike. Calling balls and strikes here tonight, it's Chris Janke, his partner Juan Gomez, down the first baseline at the moment. Wind up in the 0-1 to Desson. Swing and a miss. Lay on the fastball. It's 0-2. Desson hitting .270 on the season, but just a .620 OPS. Three doubles on the season, no homers. 0-2. Fastball just off the inside corner, 1-2. Strickland was at Samford from 2018 through 2021. Good program here down south. 1-2. Desson, a weak tapper towards third, charging in for it, comes Durbin, he gloves on the grass, throws across the diamond, and gets Desson by a couple of steps. There's two away. So I'll bring up Isaac Bologna. Bologna, cleanup hitter tonight, switch hitter, bats from the left side. Our
as I should say again against the southpaw here, continuing to tamper with the idea of ditching switch hitting. First pitch to him. Fastball in the outside corner for strike one. We talked about this last night with Bologna having not faced a lefty all week long. But here goes left on left, trying to get more comfortable in these situations. The 0-1. Slider down the dirt for ball one. Of course, his first left-on-left matchup of the season was pretty tough against Luke Little, who was throwing 95. A bit easier here against Strickland, more manageable velocity. The pitch. Bologna rolls it over on the ground towards the whole right side. Picked up by the first baseman Vasquez. Foot race to the bag, and Bologna wins it. The pitcher Strickland was late to cover at first, so Vasquez had to try to beat Bologna to the base. And Isaac, hustling down the line, gets himself an infield single to keep the first inning going. So a man at first, two away for Davis Tavares. Strickland at Samford, starting back in 2018, was a freshman All-American and first-team Southern Conference selection as well, as he went 8-2. The pitch to Tavares, swings and foul tips it, held on to by Estrada for strike one. Tavares hitting .238, two homers, 10 driven in. .233 ERA for Strickland that year, 0-1. Tavares fouls it back out of play, it's 0-2. 87 strikeouts, just 15 walks. He is a control artist out on the mound, although that's eluded him a little bit to begin his professional career. 0-2 on Tavares, here's the pitch. And Davis swings and misses, chases the high fastball. Strickland sets him down to end the first. But Luis Valdez singles, steals second, goes to third on an error, and comes home to score on Noelbert Romero's sac fly. And as we go to the bottom of the first, it's Delmarva nothing and Augusta coming to bat here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
For some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Bottom of the first, Shorebirds with a 1-0 lead over the Augusta Green Jackets as Moises Chassé ready to rock out in the mound for Delmarva. His first pitch of the game to Caleb Durbin's, just a little bit down and in for ball one. Luis Valdez singled to start the game for the Birds, swiped second, went to third on an error, scored on a sac fly. Pitch to Durbin, hits it high in the air, deep down the right field line, long run for Tavares, and he'll watch it drop into foul territory in the Birds' dugout, or Birds' bullpen, I should say, for strike one. So Chassé working with a 1-0 lead to try to protect early. Moises making his third start of the season, fourth appearance overall. No record, a 4-1-5 ERA. Defensive alignment behind him, it's Bologna in left, Deson in center, Tavares in right. Ramirez at third, De Leon at short, Valdez at second, and Higgins at first. Chassé the rock and the pitch. Fastball misses up and in for ball two. Brian Hernandez does the catching. So Durbin leads it off against Moises, right-handed arm, 6'1", 213, just 18 years old. The pitch. And again, the fastball misses high and tight for ball three. Chassé trying to bounce back from an abysmal outing against Myrtle Beach. Got just two outs in the first, four hits, four runs, a walk, an error, one strikeout. 3-1 to Durbin. Breaking ball. Ooh, that missed a little bit in, I guess. Chassé doesn't get the call, and Durbin works the leadoff walk. Chassé was prone to the walk in his first two full-length outings. Two against Lynchburg in four innings on the 13th. Three against Myrtle Beach on the 17th in four innings again. Here's Cal Conley, the hero from back on Tuesday. First we've seen of him since. Chassé high set, the pitch. Fastball in the inside corner for a called strike. Chassé, four-pitch mix, four-seam fastball, sinker, slider, and changeup. So far in the year, he's gone 8 2/3 innings, allowed four runs on seven hits. Crossfire set, here it comes. Durbin bluffs from first as Conley swings and lofts it in the air to left center. Bologna and Deson come together, and it's the left fielder Bologna to make the call and the catch to retire Conley as Durbin retreats back to first. They'll bring up Geraldo Quintero with a man on and one away. Chassé, his first two appearances were stellar. Eight combined scoreless innings, 12 strikeouts, five walks, just three hits. Trying to pick up the pieces after last Sunday. Pitch to Quintero. Slider down and in for ball one. Quintero, switch hitter, bats from the left side. Has Durbin at first, a threat to run. He's got 11 steals, top five in the league. Higgins holds him on. Chassé fires home. Durbin runs, pitch down and in. Hernandez throw from his knees, not in time. Got in on a hop, and Durbin ahead of the throw. The headlong dive swipes his 12th bag of the season. Still hasn't been caught yet. So a man in scoring position here for Quintero. Picked up a double last night, went 1-for-4, just the second hit of the series. As time called at the plate by the catcher Hernandez. Shadows right now encompassing home plate and a little bit of the first baseline, but the mound still in sunshine, so it's going to be very hard to hit here in the early going. Going from light to dark. 2-0. Fastball in the inside corner for a called strike. I suppose a fitting metaphor here on Star Wars night. Dark side of home plate, the light side out in the mound. Use the force, Moises. 2-1 on Quintero. Chassé looks to second. Durbin leads away. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses high for ball three, and that's been Chassé's miss here in the early going. Arm side well up in the zone, and now Chassé calls out Hernandez. They'll meet halfway. Chassé, probably the favorite prodigy of pitching coach Joe Hallmacher, just from an excitement standpoint for how much Moises has grown since last year. Down the FCL, he wasn't great. 1-3 with a 5.64 ERA. Gave up a lot of hits. 3-1 pitch. Quintero swings and misses. Chassé just throws it by him. It's 3-2. But coming into this year, Hallmacher was saying that Chassé, despite the small stature, one of the more exciting prospects that the O's have. Nods yes to the sign. Comes set in front of his chin. Looks to second. Durbin takes off for third. The pitch, it's lined into center. That'll drop in for a base hit. Durbin will jog on home from third. And at first with an RBI single is Geraldo Quintero. As Augusta ties the game right back up here in the bottom of the first, we're knotted at one. Quintero with his third hit of the series. RBI base knock. Durbin was already at third by the time the pitch came home. All he had to do was jog to the plate. We're square at one here in the first. Similar feeling to yesterday where the Shorebirds got on the board first in the second inning. Augusta answered back immediately. Shorebirds just have not been able to hold a lead, at least comfortably, here this week. Stephen Paul leaning out the batter, the pitch home, and he swings. It's a chopper back up the middle. Valdez ranging to his right, grabs it. Second baseman flips the bag and forces out Quintero. De Leon covering, stretched out like a first baseman. That's the second out of the inning. Looked like that ball was going to sneak through. Valdez covered a lot of ground there. As for the left-handed batter, he was shaded towards the right field line. He was able to track it down. And there's now two away here in the first. Paulini replaces Quintero at first base. Now Ruzbeer Estrada, the batter. Right-handed stick in the first pitch. He swings and drills one out to deep left center field. Bologna racing back. He's not going to get there. And the ball goes to the wall, flying around third. Here comes Paulini. He'll score without a play, as for some reason, De Leon still throws the ball to the plate well behind the runner. It's an RBI double for Ruzbeer Estrada in his first ever single A at bat. And Augusta takes a 2-1 lead. De Leon, lucky his throw to the plate was online there, as Paulini had crossed about 3 seconds before he even uncorked the throw. But Estrada, who was just called back down from High A Rome, has never actually played at single A before. Takes the first pitch he sees and rifles it into left center and gives Augusta the lead. Mekhi Backstrom, the DH, now digs in. Chasse, the stretch and the pitch. This is high and outside for ball one. So Augusta answers back once again, just like they did in the second yesterday. They do it in the first even earlier today. Backstrom actually tied the game in the second with an RBI double last night. Chasse's pitch. Backstrom way out in front. Change up. Gets him to swing and miss. 1-1. So 2-1 Augusta, bottom of the first. Backstrom, 9 hits this season, 8 of them extra base knocks. 1-1 delivery. Takes high for ball two. Problem for Backstrom is just it doesn't make enough contact yet. 27 strikeouts and 53 at-bats. Just about a 50% strikeout rate. Two-one. Fastball high on the arm side from Chasse again, and it's 3 balls and a strike. On deck, Braulio Vasquez if the inning continues, so we'll get a chance at the plate. 2-1 Green Jackets, bottom of the first. Man out at second. Chasse trying to limit the damage here in the first. 3-1. Backstrom late on the fastball, swings and misses. Counts full. Backstrom digs back in. Outfield straight away. Infield. Shades to the right side. Shortstop De Leon well up the middle. Chasse crossfire set. Wheels and deals. Backstrom takes a called strike 3. Inside black. Chasse able to sit him down and strand a man out at second. But Augusta able to tie the game and take the lead with 2 in the first. As we go to the second, it's now Augusta 2 and Delmarva 1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. For even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes, head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter in the contest that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road to 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV, or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the second here from Augusta. Shorebirds now trailing the Green Jackets 2-1. As the Green Jackets able to answer back, the Birds run the top half of the first with two of their own to take the lead. Leading off the Shorebirds, Isaac De Leon, and he takes high from Sam Strickland for ball one. 6-7-8 due up for the Birds here in the second. The pitch, De Leon swings and pops it up. Back behind home. Catcher Hernandez out. First baseman Higgins, or rather the first baseman Vasquez, comes in and makes the catch just outside the batter's circle for out number one. Now bring up Shorebird zone first baseman Ryan Higgins. One out, nobody on. Birds down 2-1, top of the second. Strickland the wind and the pitch. Bounces in the fastball for ball one. One out, nobody on for Higgins. Trying to start something out here on the second for the Birds. Now trailing 2-1. 1-0. Higgins swings and fouls it back. 1-1. Higgins making his first ever professional start at first base. He said it's his first start at first since back in college. 0-1. Slider just a little bit low for ball two. And even he said back in college, he only made two or three starts at first while playing for Fresno State. 2-1. Higgins rifles it out to left, coming on Blair, and the left fielder able to track it down as that was an Adam ball. Just a few steps in, ball hung up for him. Higgins hits it on the screws, but he's retired for the second out here in the second. Shorebirds still trail 2-1. I'll bring up Moises Ramirez. Moises back in the lineup. Got last night off. Last time he played, he snapped an 0-for-24 slump. The first pitch is on the outside corner for strike one. It's 1-for-3 back on the 28th. On the season now, hitting 151, 8-for-53. The pitch, swing and a miss. Chased outside, 1-1. Two outs, nobody on. Top of the second, Birds down 2-1. Strickland the wind and the pitch. Fastball gets away from him. Up and away. Counts even at 2. Strickland, dead center of the rubber. Left on right matchup, the pitch. Ramirez takes a called strike 3. Fastball inside corner. Right at the bottom of the zone. And Strickland with his second strikeout of the game twirls a 1-2-3 second. We go to the bottom of the second. Shorebirds trail 2-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
That it has in store, 'cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care and want so much to protect each day. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. Players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
And
enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is fair ball. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Two-one ball game. Shorebirds trail as we go to the bottom of the second. 7-8-9 due up for Augusta against Moises Chasse, trying to bounce back from a rough first inning. Well, two hits, two runs, one walk, struck out a batter. As a little delay in the action as we wait for the outfield wall to get closed back up as they had the truck out in the field shooting t-shirts out into the stands. First pitch to Braulio Vasquez, tries to drop down a bunt, bunts it foul for strike one. Saturday night here from Augusta. Another solid crowd on hand. Vasquez digs in from the right side. Chasse's 0-1. Swung on and fouled to the backstop, 0-2. Chasse trying to attack hitters here. He was falling behind a little bit in that first inning. Lost out on some tough battles, primarily that 1-2 Quintero. Resulted in an RBI single with two strikes. 0-2 pitch. Rolled foul into the Augusta dugout third base side. Stay at 0-2. Shadows almost reaching out to the mound. We thought that maybe that would make hitting a little bit tougher in the early going. Going from light to dark, 0-2. Breaking ball rolled on the ground towards the hole left side. On the backhand, shortstop De Leon fields one hop throw to first, and the ball squirts out of Higgins' glove on the pick. He had it, tried to scoop it up, but it just squirted out. And safe at first is Braulio Vasquez. Higgins takes a look at his glove, making his first pro start at first. He said the last time he'd actually been on the infield was during spring training. He made a couple of starts at third in intra-squad games. He's naturally actually a third baseman. First pitch to Caden Morton coming home. Fastball in the outside corner for a called strike. But Higgins has played basically the entirety of this season out in left field. He's been a pretty adept left fielder to boot. Four outfield assists on the season. Strong lead for Vasquez. He's running the 0-1 home slider outside. Hernandez, one hop throw to second, not in time. Headlong dive for Vasquez, as he was Augusta's team leader in steals last year, and he picks up one there. For Vasquez, that's his fifth of the season. And he's in scoring position with nobody out here in the second. Augusta trying to build on their 2-1 lead. Ball on a strike, the count on Morton at the plate. Back in the lineup for the first time since earlier this week. The pitch. Fastball at the knees, called strike two, outside half. Morton last played on the 26th, went 0 for 4. On the season, 0.65 batting average. 3 for 46 with 28 strikeouts. Chasse deals home. And the slider down and away, 2-2. Morton taps each side of the plate a couple of times, takes his stance. Out at second, Vasquez extends his lead. Valdez trying to hold him tight a little bit. Chasse gives him a look, chases him back. The 2-2, and Morton swings and misses. Tardy on the fastball there. Chasse with his first strikeout here in the second, his second of the game. So Vasquez still stuck out at first, or out at second, I should say, after the error and stolen base. Now bring up Connor Blair, the ninth man in the order. Blair 3 for 23 to start out the season, hitting .130. Right-handed batter, the pitch. Fastball almost hits him on the hand. Runs inside. Ball and no strikes to kick off the at-bat. 2-1 Augusta, bottom of the second. Chasse gets his sign. Another look out to second. Here's his pitch. Misses down and away for ball two. Command for Chassé just not as sharp as normal here today. He's only walked one batter. But of his 32 pitches, 18 have been strikes, 14 balls. Chassé with the high Black Sox comes to the high set, offers home. And fastball sinks just a little bit low. Can't get the knees for ball three. Chassé to the back of the mound. Try to reset here. Takes his time and now ascends the hill. Chassé, we were saying last year, actually struggled a little bit. A 5.64 ERA. He walked just 12 and 22 and a third innings. Gave up 25 hits. 3-0 to Blair. As the green lightning strokes it through the whole left side, a base hit. Taking off for third, late is Vasquez. The throw from Bologna, not in time. Couldn't be handled by Ramirez anyways. It's a base hit for Blair. To third goes Vasquez. And there's men at the corners as the lineup flips the top and Caleb Durbin. Durbin kicked off the home half of the first with a walk, stole second, came home to score on Geraldo Quintero's RBI single. Has a chance to drive in a run here. So after having a six-hit series last week against Fayetteville, he now has seven in this series, seven for 18. Four runs driven in as well. Then at the corners, one out. Chassé fires home. And Durbin takes down and in. Ball gets away from Hernandez. Blair is stuck in between gears. Ends up retreating back to first. Probably should have taken second there on a wild pitch. Big break for the Shorebirds. Still a chance to roll the double play. Shorebirds had a roster move earlier today affecting their double play tandems. Greg Cullen's rehab assignment with Delmarva came to a close. Still on rehab, though. Throw over to first and Blair back with a dive. His rehab just got transferred to Aberdeen, though, as a middle infield spot opened up there. Cesar Prieto was lifted from last night's game for Aberdeen, tweaking his hamstring, trying to bust out a double. Durbin takes high for ball two. So some extra playing time open at Aberdeen, a far more suitable level for Greg. Really should be at double-A. As he continues his rehab, some good at-bats against good pitching. Just has to make the drive up to Aberdeen now. About an eight-hour trip from here. Meet the Ironbirds and play out the rest of the weekend. The 2-0. Slider on the outside corner gets the call. 2-1. Durbin hitting 350 on the season. 14th round pick out of Washington University in St. Louis last year. Durbin shoots it the other way. Foul. I'll get up into the seats. 2-2. The interesting thing for Durbin is that while at Wash U, he hit over 375 every year. His final year there, career high in homers, 7 stolen bases, 20. Not the typical extreme numbers. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Chase the fastball up at his eyes. As Chassé with a big strikeout, his third of the game. There's two away here in the second. But Durbin didn't absolutely annihilate D3 pitching like you see some D3 draft picks do. Still holding his own here at the single-A level. Chassé able to deal with him there. And with two away, that brings up Cal Conley. Fly to left his first time up. Hero of Tuesday. Walk-off two-run homer in the night. Open stance from the left side. And at the corners, two outs in the second. Birds down, 2-1, throw over to first. And Blair back in with a dive. Conley has struggled on the season, though, outside of the walk-off homer. Hitting a .186. Three of his 13 hits actually are homers. 5 of 13 hits, extra base hits. First pitch. Fastball just a little bit high for ball one. Gusta put up two in the first to counter Delmarva's one to open the game. It's where we still stand, but men at first and third, two outs for Conley. Pitch home. And Chasse misses high again for ball two. Chasse's pitch count starting to escalate a little bit here in the early going as well. Now up to 40 pitches through an inning and two-thirds. Conley wide open stance, chokes up a little on the bat. The 2-0 takes a rip and fouls it off. Strike one. Conley going with the stirrups here tonight. Doesn't exactly match the Star Wars themed jerseys for the Green Jackets. This might actually be the fourth uniform combo that they've worn now in five games. The only one that they've re-worn is the home whites. 2-1. Fastball off the inside corner. Conley backs out of the way for ball three. They wore the camo green on Wednesday. Home white was on Tuesday. Then they wore the home white again on Thursday, followed by the Braves-like jerseys on Friday. 3-1. Conley fouls it straight back. Just a little late on the fastball. And Chasse a strike away from getting out of this jam. Blair from first will get a head jump. 2 outs and a full count. Vasquez the runner at third. Outfield shallow for Conley, especially DeSone in center. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Blair off from first on the pitch, but first Chasse throws over. Make sure that Blair isn't leaning. He's back safely. Chasse ready at the shoulders. Deals home the 3-2, and Conley slices it down the left field line towards the corner. It's a foul ball. What a surely scored two. Drops on the wrong side of the line for Augusta. And everybody will cycle back. Conley to the plate, Blair to first, Vasquez to third. Talk about it with manager Felipe Rojas Jr. earlier today. He said the big key for the Shorebirds is just trying to avoid those big crooked numbers. Last night it was the 4 spot in the second. Tonight already a 2-run inning in the first for Augusta. Chasse trying to put up a 0 here in the second. 3-2 again. And Conley swings and misses. Can't connect on the high fastball as Chasse strikes out 3 in the frame and manages to strand runners at first and third to escape the jam. We go to the third. Shorebirds down 2-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Scramble and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. The Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Shorebirds still down 2-1 against the Green Jackets. So we go to the top of the third here from SRP Park. Sam Jelinek with you here on Saturday night from North Augusta, South Carolina. Augusta used to play in, actually, Augusta proper at Lake Olmsted Stadium. But that ballpark had a, we'll call it, character. Built back in 1994, 20 plus years later, 24 to be exact. Augusta moved on from it in 2018 with brand new SRP Park. here on the other side of the river, the south side. First pitch to Brian Hernandez misses down and low for ball one, or the north side, I should say, of the river, North Augusta. 1-0 pitch to Brian Hernandez. He swings and misses for strike one. 9-1-2 due up for the Shorebirds against Sam Strickland. He has retired four in a row. Wind up and the 1-1. Hernandez pops in the air out of play. Third base side, 1-2. Brian back in the lineup, had last night off. 4-for-44 to start the season. Left-handed batter. Strickland the rock and the pitch. Breaking ball never broke. Stayed high and tight for ball two. It's always confusing thinking with how everybody has Augusta, Georgia ingrained in their brain thanks to the Masters. 2-2. Hernandez, a weak tapper up the first baseline. Coming in to grab at the first baseman, Vasquez, but the pitcher Strickland cuts in front of him and is unable to field the ball. He tried to pick it up with the glove and just never had it in there. And Hernandez aboard at first with an infield single. Just a weak chopper. Strickland a little slow off the mound to come get it. Vasquez came flying down the line. And even if either one is able to pick it up, I'm not sure if they get Hernandez busting it down the line. The lineup flips to the top now. And Luis Valdez, who singled on the game's first pitch to left. Switch hitter bats left. Or bats right, rather, in the first pitch. He swings and fouls it back for strike one. Shorebirds down 2-1, top of the third. So when the Shorebirds actually come and play Augusta, a lot of players don't understand at first that although we stay in a hotel that's on the south side of the river, the pitch, Valdez swings and misses for strike two. And that isn't, in fact, in Georgia. The ballpark's actually located in North Augusta, South Carolina. Right on the river. Beautiful river walk here. 0-2. Valdez strokes it on the ground to short, should be two. Conley glove slips to second, one over to first in time. That's a 6-4-3 double play. And Valdez, even with his speed, just hit that ball way too hard right at Conley. And as they're able to manufacture the 6-4-3 twin killing, and there's quickly two away here in the third. So wipe the bases clean, and that brings up Noelbert Romero. Sack fly his first time up, so no official at bat, but an RBI. Strickland will stay from the stretch here with nobody on. The first pitch, Romero swings and pops it up. Right side of the diamond, back beyond first. The first baseman Vasquez just still on the infield dirt. He's able to put it away, and the Shorebirds retired quickly here in the third after the double play. We go to the bottom of the third. Augusta leading Delmarva 2-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home. Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the third, Shorebird still trailing the Green Jackets 2-1. Sam Jelinek with you. First pitch from Moises Jase to Geraldo Quintero misses outside for ball one. Game five of the six-game set. Shorebirds need a win tonight to to have a shot at the split tomorrow. 1-0. Fastball bounces in for ball two. Quintero tied the game up back in the first with an RBI single floated into shallow center. Switch hitter bats from the left side ahead in the count 2-0. Chassé deals home. And Quintero, a big swing and a miss. Used every inch of his frame there to try to get behind that baseball. Stands in at just 5'8", 155. Slightly open stance. The 2-1. And Quintero pops it in the air down the left field line. Baloney grazing over in fair territory. Makes the catch in medium deep left for the first down of the inning. Chassé looking for his first clean frame. He put men at first and third with one out in the second. Then struck out back-to-back batters to get out of the jam, but he certainly exerted quite a bit early on. He's already at 50 pitches through 2 1/3. Green Jackets have made him earn every out tonight. Stephen Paulini, the batter, first pitch to him. Breaking ball misses the outside corner for ball one. Paulini bounced into a fielder's choice and then came around to score later in the first inning. Chassé winds and fires. Fastball is up and away for ball two. Chassé trying to slow down, goes to the back of the mound. Lifts up his hand a little bit. Now back on top of the hill, deals the 2-0. And change up on the outside corner at the knees, 2-1. One run, three hits, one error for Delmarva to this point. Two runs, three hits, one error for Augusta, bottom of the third. One out, nobody on. And the 2-1 to Paulini. Slider on his back foot, lays off for ball three. Chassé just not getting as many swings and misses as normal tonight. He's got four strikeouts. But outside the K's, hitters have seemed to be more on his pitches. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Well, Chassé makes me eat my words there. Paulini can't connect on the fastball, 3-2. I guess what I should say is that the secondary offerings haven't been producing the swings and misses. His fastball, though, has. 3-2. Fastball just off the inside corner. A little leg kick from Chassé. He thought that was on the inside edge. He walks Paulini. Second free pass he's issued tonight. And there's a man at first with one away for Roosbur Estrada. Estrada, who has played at only high A since being drafted by Atlanta back in 2018, now Faulkner University. His first single A at bat, he goes ahead and smacks the RBI double to left center. First pitch, breaking ball down and out for ball one. Estrada played five games to start the year with Rome. 10 at bats, had one hit. After being drafted, he went straight to the then high A affiliate in the Florida State League for Atlanta, the Florida Fire Frogs, ill-fated franchise. Throw over to first, and Paulini back in with a dive. Located in Kissimmee, Florida. Estrada played there in 2019, 2021. He was with the now high A Rome Braves. 1-0, Paulini runs, and Estrada shoots it foul into the Birds' dugout first base side. 1-1. Each time, you only hit around 200. Over about an 80-game stretch each year. And while he returned to high A for a third year this season, sent back down after just five games. The 1-1. Fastball on the outside edge for a called strike. It's 1-2. 2-1 Augusta, bottom of the third. Green Jackets with a win tonight can win the series. Delmarva trying to push it off till tomorrow and maybe earn a split. Man at first, one out. Chassé the set. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses upstairs for ball two. Estrada was born in Venezuela, same as Chassé. Two countrymen face off here. 2-2 pitch, runner goes, and Estrada, a weak grounder towards first, off the bag. Higgins fields on the back end and retreats back to the base to get the out on Estrada. Up to second goes Paulini. And with two away, he's there for Mekhi Backstrom. Talking with Ryan before the game about playing first base, he said he's not really too nervous or anxious. Once he gets out there, he knows he'll be fine. The one thing he does know will be tricky is some of those instinct plays that you just need enough experience to know what to do. Just have that innate feel. First pitch to Backstrom. High and away for ball one. Those in-betweeners between home and first where the pitcher or first baseman isn't sure who's going to grab it. Same thing with balls to Higgins right towards the second baseman, how much ground he has to cover. You just need enough time playing that position at first to understand right off the bat where you need to go. And if you can go, the pitch. Backstrom pops it out of play for strike one. Movie Moneyball does a great job illustrating that scene between Ron Washington and Scott Hatteberg where Billy Bean asks Ron Washington how easy it is to play first base, and Wash replies, it's incredibly difficult, because it is. Doesn't seem like it on the outside. 1-1. Breaking ball in the dirt, squirts away from Hernandez to his right, and up to third goes Paulini on the wild pitch. Backstrom now ahead in the count, 2-1. Everybody assumes just because you tend to put more immobile players at first base, guys who can't really patrol anywhere else, that it must be easy. But the footwork required to play first is so precise and so difficult. It's very hard for outsiders sometimes to understand. The 2-1. Backstrom checks his swing, but it's a called strike on the outside corner. The count's even at 2. Higgins, obviously very athletic. He's got that part of it down. He can cover a lot of ground there at first. But even because you can cover that much ground doesn't mean that you should. You have to stay around the base to potentially receive a throw. The 2-2. Fastball off the outside edge, 3-2. A lot of that becomes incumbent on the pitcher being reactionary enough to go and cover first on any ball to the right side versus ones just hit at the first baseman. 3-2 on Backstrom. Man at third, two outs. Here's the pitch. Backstrom takes a called strike 3. Inside corner, Chassé dices the edge and is able to strand a runner at third for the second straight inning. We go to the fourth. Shorebirds trail 2-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Hi fans, this is Sam Gellinick, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.TV and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.TV subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Gellinick on the call, both home and away at 4-3. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? Look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
Still at a 2-1 scoreline as we go to the top of the fourth here from SRP Park. Shorebirds trailing the Green Jackets. Game 5 of this series have DeSone, Bologna, and Tavares due up in the fourth. That's 3-4-5. DeSone grounded to third his first time up. Strickland the southpaw into his wind. His first pitch, DeSone lines it right at first as Vasquez makes... it went straight through his glove. Whew. Thought he came down with that. Seemed like his reaction said as much. But it's over his head and on into right for a base hit. Somebody check my eyes. It's a base hit for DeSone as he lines it the other way into right for a base hit. Nearly a fantastic grab by Vasquez. The Birds get the fourth inning started with a base hit. That brings up Baloney batting from the left side on the first pitch. He swings and misses for strike one. Breaking ball outside. Isaac said that is the toughest part about coming back to left-on-left matchups is laying off that particular pitch. Any left-handed batter will tell you that. The pitch, same one. This time Baloney lays off as it's down in the dirt for ball one. DeSone at first to kick off the inning. Birds down by a run. 2-1 top of the fourth. It's these middle innings where the Shorebirds have not had a lot of success, both offensively and pitching-wise. The pitch. DeSone takes off from first, and Estrada unable to get a throw off. DeSone steals second as the pitch kind of got caught in between Estrada's legs, and DeSone, uncontested, swipes second. For Mishael, he's able to pick up stolen base number 4 on the season. So he's out in scoring position, 2-1 on Baloney, taking the pitch. Isaac chases upstairs and fouls it back, 2-2. Isaac with one of the coolest color bats I've seen somebody use in game this season. It's a navy blue barrel, the natural grain handle. The 2-2, DeSone takes off for third, and Baloney fouls it off the railing. The Augusta dugout third base side, sending a few green jackets scattering. So we had talked about earlier in the series, the protective netting not very much here at SRP Park. Same goes for the dugouts. You're about eye level with the field. And the netting, or I should say the railing in front of you, doesn't even have netting. Just a railing. That time, Baloney drilled it. 2-2. Isaac swings and pops it up back behind home. Was way out in front. Able to lift it out of play. 2-1 Augusta, top four. Birds with a man out in scoring position and nobody out. Again, Delmarva last night struggled with runners in scoring position. Just one hit. 2-2. Fastball down and away, and Baloney works it full. And even with that being said, it's the bigger picture of just getting DeSone over to third here to give Tavares a chance to drive him in with a man at third and less than 2 outs. Strickland set the belt. Winds and fires. And Baloney hits it hard on the ground, but right at the second baseman, Quintero, gobbles it up and throws to first. To retire Baloney, to third goes DeSone. One out in the inning, and Tavares indeed comes to the plate with a man at third in less than 2 outs. Augusta infield plays back here for Tavares. Struck out swinging his first time up. So ground ball gets DeSone in. Outfield rather deep as well. The pitch, fastball on his back foot for ball one. DeSone with good speed as well. Won't need something hit all too deep to try to tag on. 2-1 Augusta, top four. Left on right matchup, the pitch. And Tavares fouls it back for strike one. Shorebirds offensively in the league have obviously been trending downwards of late. Now last in the league in runs with coming into tonight 69. The 1-1. It's up high for ball two. 10th in the league in batting average at 216. They're actually tied 4th in homers with 13. But the problem with their homers has been, and this is very strange, is they haven't hit anything more than a 2-run homer this season. 2-1. Tavares lays off. It's a called strike as he cringes at the plate, hoping that Chris Jahnke would not call it a strike, but he does. The count's even at 2. DeSone at third, 2 out, or 1 out, top of the 4th. Birds down by a run. The 2-2. DeSone lays off. It's down and in for ball 3. Shorebirds just haven't put too much traffic on the base paths so far this season. They only have, last time I checked, about 10 at-bats with the bases loaded. Oftentimes it's single runners at a time. The 3-2. And Tavares uncorks one deep down the left field line. That'll go way foul. and we stay at 3-2. DeSone at third, the tying run, top four. Shorebirds now out hitting Augusta 4-3, but trailing 2-1. Infield back for the Green Jackets, conceding the run. 3-2 again. And DeSone, a high fly ball to shallow left center. Left fielder Blair comes over. He gets called off by the center fielder. Morton makes the catch, who fires it to the plate, cut off by the first baseman Vasquez, as DeSone just bluffs the tag from third. And there's two away in the inning. That was a cannon from Morton. As if Vasquez doesn't cut that ball off, would have been right on line to the plate. It'll be up to Isaac De Leon to bring in DeSone from third. De Leon popped out to first and foul ground his first time up. Driven in just two on the season. Right-handed batter, southpaw deals home. Misses high for ball one. DeSone started the inning by lining a base hit to right, stole second, went to third on a ground out. Now still at third with two outs. 1-0. De Leon checks his swing. They'll peel out to second, and no swing, says Juan Gomez. So a 2-0 count for De Leon to hit in here. Brian Higgins on deck if we get that far. Outfield shades De Leon the other way. Isaac 7-48 on the season. The pitch. It's up high for ball three. Despite the hitting woes for De Leon, he has walked 13 times to lead the ball club. On base percentage at .333. 3-0 count here. Tying run at third, two outs in the fourth. The pitch taking all the way. Fastball's down the middle. Very passive take by De Leon. As soon as Strickland picked up his leg, De Leon showed that he was taking the 3-1. Fastball called, strike two. Outside corner, letter high. The count's full. So Strickland trying to get out of this fourth with no damage. Presses his glove up against his chest. Stares in for the sign. Now comes set of the belt. 3-2 to De Leon. And he swings and hits it high in the air to shallow right. Right fielder Paulini coming in, making the call and the catch just wide of the foul line. In fair territory to make the play and end the inning. Shorebirds strand DeSone at third. And as we go to the bottom of the fourth, Augusta still leads 2-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fourth here from Augusta. Shorebirds still trailing the Green Jackets 2-1. Sam Jelinek with you, and it's now Connor Grady out on the mound here on this TechNet called the bullpen. Grady relieves Moises Chassé, who goes three innings, needed 67 pitches to do it. Allows two runs on three hits, two walks, five strikeouts. Right now he leaves as the pitcher of record. A loss would be attached to his name, his first decision of the year.
Shorebirds will try to come back and make that a moot point, though, as Grady the Ready out on the mound goes into his line. His first pitch to Braulio Vasquez is a two-seamer that runs in for ball one. Vasquez leads it off, 7-8-9 for the Green Jackets here in the home half of the fourth. Grady, the windup and the pitch. Slider is down and away for ball two. Grady working in tandem of Chassé for the third straight outing, both times last week against Myrtle Beach. Connor picked up the win the first time, the loss the second. This is his fourth appearance of the season, the 1-0. Or 2-0, rather, is just off the inside corner for ball three. Vasquez reached on an error, stole a base, and was stranded at third in the second. Grady 6-2, 2-0-5. Into his wind, the 3-0. And Vasquez takes a rip and hits it in the air to deep center field. Deson going back, still going back at the wall. Watches it one hop up and off the batter's eye for a ground rule double. I don't know what happened with Deson there as he kept on going back. Maybe got a little wall shy. And on the warning track, the ball with more than enough hang time for Deson to get there. Couldn't get under it. And it's a leadoff double for Braulio Vasquez. Tough break for Grady there as he was beleaguered by poor defense in his last outing. He took the loss on Sunday against Myrtle Beach. Allowed 3 runs, 2 earned on 5 hits, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. Delmarva made 5 errors in that game. Grady gutted through it to go 4 strong. And one of the runs that did score in the pitch, Caden Morton takes outside for ball one. One of the runs that was earned in some weird way should have been unearned, but there was no way to score it as such. It's that double steal where Pete Crow Armstrong got caught between third and home as Morton swings at the 1-0 and dribbles it foul for strike one. And the throw to the plate went wild, but you can't give a throwing error on the advancement for a steal, at least to the base that they are trying to steal to. Only if they go another base further. 1-1. Morton a tapper back to the Augusta dugout third base side. It's a ball and 2 strikes. So Grady now at 1-1 in the season. 4.50 ERA. 10 innings, he's allowed 8 runs, 5 earned on 10 hits, 2 homers, 3 walks, 13 strikeouts. From the stretch with a man at second. Set at the belt. Here's the pitch. And Morton just gets a piece of it. Right to the third base coach and manager for the Green Jackets, Nestor Perez. Miles Schroeder, first base coach for Augusta. 1-2. And once more, Morton, just a piece of it, trickles it to the backstop for a ball and 2 strikes. Shorebirds manager Felipe Rojas Jr. actually said Schroeder, who played in the Giants organization, somebody that his father, Felipe, actually knew pretty well. Never played under him as a manager when Felipe was with the Giants. As Morton, a swing at the 1-2, a broken bat. Flair drops into right field for a base hit. Up to third goes Vasquez as Tavares fires it into the cutoff man. That's a broken bat base hit for Caden Morton. And there's men at the corners with nobody out to kick off the home half of the fourth. Felipe's father, Felipe Sr., still helps out the Giants organization in an advisory capacity. Hasn't managed since, I believe, the final year was 06, I want to say. But the year that Felipe's father managed in 2005, he actually managed the half-brother of Augusta reliever J.J. Negro. His half-brother Lance, who was a top prospect for the Giants. Felipe's dad was his skipper for the Giants. The pitch to Connor Blair is a slider just outside for ball one. So family connections everywhere, and Felipe pointed out to me as well, his good friend is actually managing Columbia, who we'll see next week. And that's Tony Pena Jr. 1-0. Blair hits it hard on the ground to short, should be two. De Leon scoops it, throws to second for one. Valdez to first for the 6-4-3 double play. Coming home to score, Vasquez from third, but that's a trade the Shorebirds will make all night long. 2 outs for the run. Augusta now leads it 3-1, but the base is empty. And the top of the order coming up.
No RBI for Blair as he falls to 1-for-2. Pitch from Grady to Caleb Durbin. Out on his front foot, he pops it up on the infield. Shortstop De Leon right at his home. He's able to put it away for the final out of the inning. Connor Grady works quickly, but he allows a run here in the fourth. Double, single, double play ball brings home a run. And as we go to the fifth, Shorebirds now trail 3-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Delmarva Shorebirds are back in action, and single game tickets are on sale now. Bobbleheads, fireworks, giveaways, and so much more await you at Purdue Stadium this season. Save time, buy your tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Now a 3-1 deficit for the Shorebirds as we go to the fifth here from SRP Park. Green Jackets leading the Shorebirds. 7-8-9 due up for Delmarva. Gets a new arm on the mound for Augusta. It's Miguel Pena on this TechNet call to the bullpen. He relieves Sam Strickland, who goes 4 innings in his start. 1 run, 4 hits, no walks, 2 strikeouts. He will not factor into the decision with Augusta leading. Can't qualify for the win. First pitch to Ryan Higgins is a fastball a little high for ball one. So Pena on in relief. 3-pitch mix, fastball, sinker, slider for the righty. From the stretch with nobody on, set at the belt is 1-0. Slider is high for ball two. Pena 6-1, 190, 23 years old, out of the Dominican Republic, Santiago de los Caballeros. 2-0. Fastball down and away for ball three. On the season, he's gone just 3 2/3 innings over 3 games. Allowed 2 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts. He's placed on the 7-day IL on the 14th, activated before the 22nd. 3-0. Higgins takes. It's on the outside corner for strike one. Ryan leading off the fifth. The Birds down by 2. Lined out to left his first time out. Hit it on the screws against Strickland. Right on right matchup. The 3-1. Fastball just outside. Ball 4, and Higgins draws the leadoff walk. So the Shorebirds looking to answer back after Augusta got 1 in the 4th. Although Grady did good to limit the damage with the double play ball. Brings up Moises Ramirez, struck out looking his first time up. Another right-on-right matchup, middle infield at double play depth. Pena to the set. Authors the first pitch, and Ramirez lays off, sinker down and in for ball one. Pena signed back in 2017 by the Braves. Ramirez takes outside for ball two, and out to the mound goes the catcher Estrada, as Pena having a lot of trouble finding the strike zone here, and I think the Augusta bullpen might even leap into action. Pena spent last year with Augusta, his first year outside the GCL, after he was down in Florida in 2019. Finished the year very strongly. 3.35 ERA in August and September. 16 and a third innings, struck out 23 during that two-month span. Having trouble finding the strike zone here, he's missed on 6 of 7 pitches. Walked Higgins, now 2-0 on Ramirez. 2-0. It's down and away for ball three, and Pena continues to not have feel for the strike zone. And Ramirez, for some reason, swinging away, chases ball four up and in. 3-1. I know Ramirez is in a slump, and getting good pitches to hit will certainly help him break out of it. That pitch was not close up and in. 3-1. And Ramirez taps it foul at the plate. It's 3-2. And this is almost a mirror image of what we saw Brian Hernandez do back, I believe it was Wednesday or Thursday night, against a reliever who missed on his first 7 out of the strike zone. Hernandez chased ball 4 on pitch 8 out of the zone and eventually came back to strike him out and then settled into the frame to toss a scoreless inning. 3-2 pitch. And Ramirez off the end of the bat, cues it foul, stays alive. I am all for the green light 3-0, but you better be sure it's a strike, especially against a reliever who has shown to not be around the strike zone to start the night. Throw over to first. Higgins was leaning, and he dives back safely. Birds down 3-1, top of the fifth. Ramirez hitting about .150 on the season. One hit here in the series. Snapped an 0-for-24 skid. Payoff pitch, and Ramirez pops it up back behind home. Catcher Estrada off with the mask, goes to the backstop, and has just enough room to make the catch on the warning track for the first out of the inning. Wind not a factor right now, so that ball just barely stayed in play. I thought for a moment maybe got pushed back into play. Estrada, a phenomenal defensive catcher there, able to make the play, and there's one away. Brings up Brian Hernandez, Estrada's opposite number behind the dish tonight. Man at first, one out. Birds down 3-1 in the fifth. Infield shifts to the right side for the left-handed batter. The first pitch, it's down and in for ball one. Shortstop Conley up the middle. Third baseman Durbin playing basically at short, where he's actually played the past couple of nights. Hernandez posts up on his front foot, heel off the ground, and throw over to first. Higgins back in safely. Ryan on the season, 2 stolen bases, hasn't been caught. Hernandez takes down and in again. Estrada wanted to get off a snap throw, but bobbled the baseball. So he just holds on to it instead, 2-0. Second baseman Quintero is way over towards the right field line as well. Pretty solid hole up the middle. Pena working quickly. Holds, now the 2-0. Higgins runs, pitches up and away. The throw from Estrada to second, not in time. Kicks out of Conley's glove. He'll go race after it, still on the infield dirt. And Higgins with his third stolen base of the season. Now in scoring position, the 3-0 count on Hernandez. And that's why Ramirez swinging at that 3-0 pitch is so troublesome in the frame. Even though Pena recovered to get Ramirez to pop out, it's still very apparent here in the frame that Pena does not have his command. 3-0 pitch. Fastball in the inside corner for a called strike. So what could potentially have been at 2 on and nobody out. Now a man at second, 1 out. 3-1 on Hernandez. The kick and the pitch. Hernandez, a big rip, comes up empty. Fastball jammed him up inside. The count's full. We want biscuits. Higgins leads away from second. 3-1 Augusta, top five. Payoff pitch, and Hernandez lines it down the right field line, but that hook's foul, and the count stays full.
Hernandez and Pena still duking it out. Third 3-2 about to come home. Here it is. And Hernandez takes a cold strike three. Slider on the inside corner. The fans get their biscuits, and Hernandez back to the dugout, the second out here in the fifth. So on the top of the order in Luis Valdez. Valdez singled his first time up as a right-handed batter. Flips around to the left side here. Open stance. Here's the pitch. Fastball's outside for ball one. Higgins out at second. Two outs, top five. Shorebirds down 3-1. Pena from the belt. Leg kick the pitch. Breaking ball back doors on Valdez. Finds it unlocked for strike one. Shorebird stranded a man at third back in the fourth. Trying not to strand another in scoring position here in the fifth. The pitch. Valdez out on his front foot. Fouls it back. 1-2. So Pena, after working through command issues here in the frame, a chance to get out of the jam. Man at second, two outs. Gusta leads in the fifth, the pitch, and Valdez takes down the dirt. Nice block by Estrada. Counts still even at two. Three-one, Green Jackets top five. Valdez rocks back and forth on the left side. Pena authors home, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Valdez slams his bat against the dirt as he's rung up for the final out here in the fifth. Shorebird strand Higgins out at second. As we go to the bottom of the fifth, we're halfway home. Gusta leads 3-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. Halfway home here from SRP Park, Shorebirds trailing the Green Jackets 3-1. First pitch from Connor Grady to Cal Conley to open up the bottom of the fifth is outside for ball one. 2, 3, and 4 due up for the Green Jackets as they lead by two. The pitch from Grady. Conley swings and lofts it high in the air to deep center. DeSone racing back, settling up in front of the warning track. He makes the catch. For the first out of the inning, Conley retired. He's 0-3. Now we're up Geraldo Quintero against Grady. Connor working so quickly during his first inning, barely got to dive into him. Of course, you already know who he is. 18th round pick out of Florida State last year by the Orioles. Working in tandem today with Chasse as he has his past three outings. First pitch to Quintero, misses outside for ball one. Switch hitter bats from the left side. He's 1-for-2 tonight with an RBI single. Grady with a five-pitch mix. Fires the 1-0. Curveball just a little high for ball two. Four-seam fastball, two-seamer, slider, curveball, changeup. Uses them all very effectively. Black glove with orange welting. The 2-0 is on the inside corner for a called strike. Orange laces as well. Quintero rips it on the ground through the whole right side and on to right field, a base hit. He's 2-for-3 tonight. Tavares gets it on in from right. There's a man at first with one away. Adley Rutschman continues his rehab assignment with Aberdeen here tonight. DHing, batting second. He's got a double. So Aberdeen leads Jersey Shore 6-3 thanks to a four-run fourth. Carlos Tavera working into the fifth tonight for the Ironbirds. Stephen Paulini, the batter, he's 0-for-1. Run scored and a walk. Man at first, one out the pitch. And Paulini off the hands, pops it out of play, third base side. 0-1. Bowie and Richmond locked in another tight ball game. Low scoring as well, even at one. So they go to the bottom of the fifth. 0-1. Upstairs for ball one. Norfolk being shut out by Gwinnett. Right now it's 5-0 Stripers in the top of the sixth. Tides held to just two hits. They've committed more errors, three. 1-1. Paulini slices it back and out of play. Ball and two strikes. And the big Leagos continuing their series against Boston. Trail 1-0. Top of the second, Spencer Watkins getting the start tonight for Baltimore. Dealing with a man at first and one away. Same for Connor Grady here from Augusta. Holds on the mound, now deals. This is high with the fastball for ball two. Connor not afraid to use any one of his pitches in any situation. Knows how to play them off each other. Quintero leads from first, and Grady throws over, and oh, almost looked like he had him picked off, but Quintero barely gets back in. Had him leaning a touch. He's able to slip a hand back. Quintero takes his lead again. Higgins holds him on. Grady from the belt. His pitch. This is high with the fastball for ball three. Grady's been hit by a good run of bad luck. As far as the defense behind them, both physical errors, mental errors, some of them. But he's taken it all in stride, which is really impressive for a young player. Another throw over to first, and this time, Quintero again, barely able to get back in. Thought maybe as Quintero stumbled back to the bag, Grady had him. Connor has very quick feet out on the mound for his move. 3-2 the count. Grady fires, runner goes, Paulini takes a called strike three, the throw to second, gets by De Leon and on into center. Up off the deck, heading for third goes Quintero, the throw won't come as it's just handed to Valdez, the second baseman. And Quintero, with the stolen base, goes to third on the E2. If De Leon's able to pick that throw on a hop, I think that's a strike him out, double play. Instead, there's a man at third and two away. And Stephen Paulini strikes out, and Roosbear Estrada comes to the plate. First strikeout of the game for Grady. Estrada 1-for-2 with an RBI double. The pitch tries to check his swing. They'll peel out to second, and Juan Gomez says he went around. Strike one. But Grady, despite the misfortune, another error with Grady out on the mound here today. He's been able to get through it, limit the damage as well. 0-1. Slider roped on the ground by the stab of Ramirez at third and all the way to the left field corner. Estrada around first will shift down gear into second with his second RBI double of the game as Quintero scores, and it's a 4-1 ball game. Estrada, old for this level, going to turn 27 mid-season. Feeling right at home here tonight in his Green Jackets debut. 2-for-3 now. That brings up Mekhi Backstrom, 0-for-2, 2 strikeouts. Green Jackets now a 3-run cushion. Grady comes set at the belt. The first pitch, Backstrom fouls it off his foot at the plate. Strike one. Grady will never let you know that he's frustrated by any of this out on the mound. Calm, cool, collected. Keeps a clean head. Tries to stay as balanced as possible as now he'll step off here and he and Hernandez will go through the signs again. Man at second, two outs. Backstrom left-handed batter the pitch and he slices it foul out of play. Third base side. And it's quickly 0-2. Backstrom's been called out on strikes twice tonight. Neither time pleased with Chris Jahnke behind home plate. He gets rung up again, and Backstrom had beef in last night's game with Juan Gomez as well. Might see some fireworks. No balls, two strikes. 4-1 Augusta, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball on his back foot. Squirts away from Hernandez. Goes and gathers it up and fires to first. To complete the strikeout, retires Backstrom and ends the inning. But Augusta tacks on another two-out RBI double for Roosbear Estrada. And as we go to the sixth, Shorebirds down now 4-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jack's Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes two upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jack's Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the flock shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Looking for even more ways to connect with the Shorebirds and maybe even win some awesome prizes? Head on over to theshorebirds.com and check out the Fan Zone tab at the top of the page. Enter into contests that could win you anything from Shorebirds tickets to awesome memorabilia. Check out digital versions of the latest play ball and Fan Advantage, or spend some time with Sherman and his awesome activity book. Follow the Shorebirds at home or on the road with the 2022 Shorebirds broadcast on MILB.TV or listen along to the broadcast online. Whatever you're looking for, the Shorebirds Fan Zone is sure to have it. Check it out today at theshorebirds.com.
Hungry for better chicken? Your hometown brand, Perdue, is on a mission for extraordinary chicken. Everything we do adds up to great-tasting chicken. Perdue, hungry for better chicken, and a proud supporter of your Delmarva Shorebirds.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the sixth, it's now a 3-run deficit for Delmarva against Augusta here from SRP Park. Game 5 of the 6-game series. Game 5 of this 12-game road trip as well. Remember, Shorebirds, after the off day on Monday, will continue this road trip in Columbia. First trip to Segra Park since 2019. Face the Fireflies. Noelbert Romero leads off the sixth for the Shorebirds. 2-3-4 due up against Miguel Pena. Able to bounce around some control issues in the fifth. Stranded a runner out at second. Works in the stretch with nobody on. His first pitch, Romero takes a big rip and fouls it back behind home. Catcher Estrada off with the mask and in front of the backstop again. He's able to make the catch to retire Romero on one pitch to open the sixth. Noelbert now 0-for-2. Pena in his first inning of work threw 24 pitches. 12 of them were balls. Still got out of the jam. No runs allowed. Michel Desson now the batter. 1-for-2. Singled and stole a base his last time up. Takes the first pitch off the outside corner for ball one. Desson trying to spark something here for Delmarva. Right on right matchup. Pena, light kick, the pitch. Fires a slider down the middle for strike one. Pena fiddles with the ball in his hand, now puts it in his glove, comes set. Cranks and deals. And it's hit on the ground, high chopper towards the hole, third base side. Durbin, the third baseman, collects it, throws to first, and the out recorded as the first baseman Vasquez then lost it on the transfer. Juan Gomez said he had it for enough time. They soon retired, and there's two away quickly here in the sixth. Brings up Isaac Bologna, one for two. Left-handed batter finally gets a right-on-left matchup today. Singled in the first, grounded out to second in the four. 2 outs, nobody on. First offering. Bologna takes down the dirt for ball one. So whatever it was that Pena was struggling with during the fifth, he is seemingly figured out here in the sixth on the verge of a 1-2-3 frame. Infield shifts slightly for Bologna to the pole side. The pitch. Swings and foul, tips it at the plate. That got the catcher Estrada on his bare hand. And he is down in a squat behind home, shaking out that hand. Trying to flex it out a little bit. And the athletic trainer for Augusta, Austin Smith, will come out and check on him. Hopefully that's nothing more than a stinger for Estrada. Just added to the roster yesterday. Just with two other catchers, Adam Zabrowski and Victor De Hoyos, also here. Smith continues to check in on Estrada. We're at the break in the action. Let's give you some Carolina League scores. Already got a final today, a couple of them, in fact. Down East shuts out Carolina 2-0, and Fayetteville wins the low-scoring game as well, 2-1 over Kannapolis. Woodpecker is now up to 8-12 on the season. Bottom of the sixth for Myrtle Beach. Pelicans continuing to roll. They lead Columbia 6-0 in the bottom of the sixth. Charleston and Fredericksburg at 6-1 Fred Nats in the bottom of the sixth. And Salem and Lynchburg, bottom four. Lynchburg with 3 in the second, 4 in the third, now lead at 7-0. Now Estrada will try and throw a few baseballs here, see whether or not his hand can take gripping the ball. As he airmails the first one. Not exactly a good omen there. Second one still a little bit high. It seems like he'll try to say that he'll stay in this game. And now he airmails another down the right field line. Still trying to feel out his hand. As the crowd cheers him on here. It looks like he'll be good to go to stay in this game. And Estrada will get a standing ovation for his efforts. So the count 1-1 on Bologna. And the pitcher Pena now will get a few warm-up tosses after the couple-minute delay. Augie, the green jacket mascot, up on the dugout getting people to cheer a good bit. It's quite a mascot. Obviously the green jacket. Take on the yellow jacket, except green. He's wearing the checkered kind of golf pants, knickers. As well as a golf cap. 1-1. Bologna swings and misses for strike two. Two outs, top of the six. Shorebird's down 4-1. Ball and two strikes on Bologna with nobody on. 1-2 pitch. Bologna swings and misses at the slider. Can't connect on it, and Pena gets his third strikeout out of the pen as he authors a 1-2-3 sixth. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Green Jackets still lead it 4-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem. Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Still a 4-1 deficit for the Shorebirds here against the Green Jackets as we go to the bottom of the sixth here from SRP Park. Sam Jelinek with you. Shorebirds offense has gone ice cold after putting up a run in the first. Since then, five straight zeros from this Augusta pitching staff. Connor Grady trying to post his first zero of the day. Gave up a run in the fourth, a run in the fifth. 7-8-9 due up for Augusta here in the sixth. Braulio Vasquez leads it off in the first pitch. It's down and away for ball one. Grady's command just not as sharp as normal. Much deeper counts as Augusta's been able to grind against him. 1-0 to Vasquez. He rolls it on the ground through the hole left side and into left. A base hit by the stab to Ramirez at third, who was playing closer to the bag. Had it ranged to his left, couldn't flag it down. And Vasquez now 2-for-3. Doubled off of Grady to welcome Connor into the game to open the fourth. So it brings up Caden Morton. Got to be careful with Vasquez. He's already stolen the base here tonight. Probably think about running early on as well. Caden Morton, the batter, he singled off of Grady his first time up. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider on the outside edge for strike one. Morton, just a jam shot single to right. And with how often he's been swinging and missing, it's got to feel good for him to actually see ball meet bat. The pitch, cut on and missed. Chased a fastball outside, 0-2. In a infield at double play depth, Vasquez at first, held on by Higgins. Grady, set at the belt. Fires home, runner goes. Morton checks his swing, pitch down and away. The throw to second, not in time. Vasquez with his second stolen base of the evening. That now gives him six on the season. And he's in scoring position with nobody out. Count 1-2 on Morton. Grady really is a punch out here. Now let the runner advance to third with less than 2 outs. 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Great block by Hernandez. Squares up to the ball. Keeps it in front of him. Vasquez stays anchored to the bag out in second. Out at second, I should say. Morton from the right side. Highlighter green tape on the handle of his bat. Rest of the handle's black. Natural green barrel, whips it around at Grady. It's Connor and Brian Hernandez try to get on the same side, and finally they do, but Morton steps out. Disrupt the flow. For whatever reason, the pitch clock here this week hasn't had as big an impact as last week for the Birds against Myrtle Beach. The pitch, fastball, just a hair low. Morton able to lay off and works it from 0-2 to 3-2. Last week against the Pelicans, the Birds were playing consistently games under 245. Here this week, we've been closer to averaging more 245. 3-2. Morton chops it down the third base line on the backhand. It's booted by Ramirez up the line. Now taking off for third, the runner from second, Quintero, and he's in with a headlong dive. Ramirez tried to field it on the backhand in front of the bank, kicked it up the line, and as soon as he did, the runner from second, Quintero, took off for third. And now there's men at the corners with nobody out for Connor Blair. Same exact situation Grady found himself in against this part of the lineup back in the fourth. In that instance, Blair hit into a double play, 6-4-3. Run did come home to score, though. see how they end up scoring that hit for Morton as well. It's an error or not. First pitch. Swung on and hit high in the air to deep left field. Baloney going back at the wall. He jumps. He can't make the grab. He blasts into the fence, picks up the ball, fires it back in. As Vasquez comes home to score from third, going to third, Morton, and in at second with a wall ball double as Connor Blair. And it's 5-1 Augusta here in the sixth. Blair now 2-for-3. Atones for his double play ball his last time up. Drives in his second run of the season, his first extra base hit as well. And now with men at second and third and still nobody out here in the sixth, the Birds bring the infield in. Third baseman Caleb Durbin, the leadoff man at the plate. Here's the pitch. Slider. Durbin tried to check his swing, but he went around on the pitch outside for strike one. And I'm not sure if De Leon at short didn't get the message, but he's playing back. The rest of the infield is in, ran on the cutout of the grass, and now De Leon comes wandering in, but he's still only halfway, not even in the baseline. 0-1. Durbin swings and misses, chases a breaking ball down and away. It's 0-2. Durbin 0-for-2 tonight. He's walked, stolen a base, scored a run. Popped out to short against Grady. First time he faced him. 5-1 Augusta, bottom six. Kicking the pitch. It's fouled back. Grady left that slider up a little. Durbin able to stay alive. Again, the middle innings for Delmarva doing them in. One in the fourth, one in the fifth, and at least one here in the sixth. Then at second and third, nobody out. As Grady steps off on the mound. Now on the season, Delmarva has been outscored 68-10 here in the middle three innings. 0-2 again. And Durbin reaching for it, pops it up, foul ground, first base side. Higgins gives it a look, but it's back into the seats. And Durbin keeps the at-bat going. Durbin takes his time, now digs back in. Two in scoring position, nobody out. The pitch. And Durbin lines it down the left field line. That's in for a base hit, and it goes all the way to the corner. Two runs will score. Durbin up into second. He'll stop there as Baloney fires the ball to third. But it's a two-run double for Caleb Durbin, and it's now 7-1 Augusta here in the bottom of the sixth. Grady just couldn't put Durbin away. Found a way to battle. Stroked it down the left field line for a two-base hit for Durbin. That's his seventh double of the season, RBIs 14 and 15. The pitch to Cal Conley's cut on and missed for strike one. Some action out in the Shorebirds bullpen. Hugo Beltran gets up and loosening. Just not the night Connor Grady wanted here on Saturday. The pitch. Conley, another wave and a miss, 0-2. Durbin out at second, nobody out, bottom six. It's a three-run frame for the Green Jackets. 0-2. Conley foul tips it, held on to by Hernandez. Down on strikes for the second time tonight. He's 0-for-4. And Grady with his third strikeout of the game. Bring up Geraldo Quintero. Still a man at second, one away. Quintero, switch hitter, bats on the left side. He's 2-for-3. The pitch. Out in front of a changeup. Bounds it foul at the plate for strike one. Grady at 48 pitches now. Not to get ahead of ourselves, but if he could get out of this jam a little promptly, could still come back out for the seventh.
Shorebirds do not have a tandem tomorrow. It'll be just Shane Davis. Do have the off day Monday to work with, too. 0-1. Quintero takes high for ball one. Quintero starting to heat up after an ice-cold start to the series. And just one hit through the first four games. Doubled last night. He's got two hits tonight. RBI and a stolen base. 1-1. Tapped foul at the plate off his foot. Trickles up the first baseline. Grady will go and grab it. Give him a little bit of extra time on his way back down to the mound. The count's 1-2. And Grady steps off on the mound. Saying earlier in this game how the pitch clock doesn't seem like it's having as big an effect anymore. 1-2, breaking ball in the dirt. Nice block by Hernandez. Snap throw back to second. And Durbin back in standing. For some reason covering his head on the way back, even though putting his hands on top of his helmet would do more damage than getting hit in the head. In either case, he's still safe at second. 1 out, 2-2 on Quintero. The pitch. Quintero swings and misses. Chases the off-speed in the dirt. Grady with back-to-back strikeouts as two away here in the sixth. Man still at second with Augusta leading 7-1. But it just seems like this week, players are starting to figure out more how to game the pitch clock. Be it receiving the ball back from the catcher and not being on the mound, hitters stepping out more often. Doesn't seem to be as big an impact as what we saw last week, but still with that being said, first pitch to Stephen Paolini. It's a slider on the inside corner for strike one. We have played four out of the first five games in under 3 hours, so it's still having pretty good sized effect, but not as large as what we saw last week. 0-1. Paolini fouls it back, 0-2. Cleanup man for the Green Jackets, 0-2 tonight. Scored a run and walked. It's got Durbin out at second. It's a three-run inning for Augusta as they plated five off of Connor Grady out of the bullpen. One in the fourth, one in the fifth, three in the sixth. 0-2. And Paolini able to get a piece of it, swipe it to the backstop. Stays alive. Paolini waits the 0-2. It's down the dirt. Hernandez blocks it, throws to third as Durbin takes off and the throws into left. Durbin gets up, starts trotting to the plate, and Paolini throws him out. Time called. And they're going to say that Ramirez interfered with Durbin, negating the out of the plate. Evidently, Ramirez and Durbin got tied up. Durbin tried to break for the plate. Fielder's interference called, and Durbin scores. Second throwing error of the game for Hernandez as well, allowing that ball to get into left. And it's now 8-1. The pitch, Paolini rolls it on the ground right side in the third hop. Higgins, first baseman, gloves it wide of the bag and takes it there himself to retire Paolini and end the inning. But four more come in to score for Augusta. And as we go to the seventh, Shorebirds now trail 8-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care and so much to protect each day.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Does your little league team want to take the field with the Delmarva Shorebirds? Simply choose an available game and your team will be in the Shorebirds starting lineup for that day's contest. The players will have the opportunity to line up on the field with the Shorebirds during the national anthem.
Contact the Shorebirds today to book your team's date, as there is limited availability for your little leaguer to take the field with the Shorebirds. Call the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112 or go to theshorebirds.com for more information.
Enjoy some family time with America's pastime at the Delmarva Shorebirds. When you're here, everything inside is bare bone. Your favorite treats, craft beers, fireworks every Saturday, and the best giveaways ever. Tickets start at just $12 to watch the O's Stars of Tomorrow on Delmarva today. Save time. Buy tickets online at theshorebirds.com.
Top of the seventh here from SRP Park. Shorebirds now trailing Augusta by a score of 8-1. Sam Jelinek here with you. Augusta with 4 in the sixth to bust this one open. New arm out on the mound for the Green Jackets. It's Juan Mateo on this tech net call to the bullpen. Takes over for Miguel Pena, who works two scoreless innings. Should be in line for the win. Doesn't allow a hit. Walks one, strikes out three. First man to face Mateo is Davis Tavares. Righty from the stretch with nobody on. And the first pitch, Tavares lines it out to right field, but Paulini towards the alley, able to reel it in. Right fielder a couple steps to his right, makes the catch, and there's one out on one pitch to open the seventh. Tavares now 0 for 3. Mateo just two pitches out in the mound, fastball slider. 5'11", 190, right-handed pitcher. Here's the pitch. Fastball just outside for ball one. And if I have the birth date right, what is pretty wild is that Mateo is 29. 1-0. De Leon rolls it on the ground towards the whole left side, cut off by the third baseman Durbin, and he throws across the diamond in time to retire De Leon, who's now 0 for 3. But Mateo, in his sixth appearance, no record, a 1.93 ERA, one save. 4 2/3 innings, he struck out 5, walked 1, giving up just 3 hits. In the stretch with nobody on, Ryan Higgins at the plate, 0 for 1. The pitch, pass ball is low for ball 1. But Mateo was originally signed by the Guardians in March of 2020. He was then released at the end of last year and then signed by the Braves this offseason. The pitch, Higgins launches one high in the air to shallow right field. Right fielder Paulini comes racing in, and he makes the catch to retire the side. Here in the top of the seventh, takes Mateo just 5 pitches to sit down the birds here in the seventh. We go to the bottom of the seventh time stretch. Shorebirds down 8-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Looking to get your hands on the latest Shorebirds merchandise? Head on over to the Flock Shop, either online or at the ballpark, to browse the latest selection of the best Shorebirds gear. From hats and jerseys to specialty alternate identity items like the Delmarva Straffle and Los Gallos de Delmarva, the Flock Shop has it all. Check it out on game days on the second level concourse or online at theshorebirds.com. Delmarva Shorebirds full season and half season memberships are perfect for sharing and entertaining family, friends, or clients. Both plans give you access to exclusive benefits and events that are just for season ticket members and guarantee you a great seat that you can count on every time you visit Arthur W. Purdue Stadium. Stop by the Shorebirds box office or go to theshorebirds.com to secure your season ticket package today. Bottom of the seventh, Shorebirds go down with just five pitches in the top half of the frame. And as we go to the bottom half of the seventh, Delmarva trails Augusta 8-1. Sam Jelinek here with you. Game five of the six game set. Almost halfway home on this 12-game road trip now. Connor Grady comes back out for his fourth inning out of the pen. It's been a rough night for Connor. He's now given up eight hits in three innings. Struck out four. Hasn't walked anybody. Bright spot. First pitch. Drew Bear Estrada is swung on and missed for strike one. Estrada, good Green Jackets debut. He's 2-for-3 with two RBI doubles. Grady the windup and the pitch. Breaking balls down and away for ball one. Shorebirds trying to find just something here in the late going, trailing 8-1. The pitch. Estrada tries to check his swing, hits a number up the first baseline that trickles foul for strike one. Just remember, folks, no matter where you are here, Shorebirds woes out in the field all come back to me. The pitch, Estrada swings and misses down the dirt. Blocked by Hernandez, will tag out Estrada for the first out here in the seventh. It's the old saying, always around every front office, broadcaster, the closest person to the team, is always responsible for the team's performance. So I owe an apology. One out here in the bottom of the seventh. Connor Grady deals to Mekhi Backstrom in the first pitch. It's cut on and missed for strike one. Times are going good. My life is good. When times are going bad, well, it all comes back to me. 0-1 on its way to Backstrom. Takes a changeup outside for ball one. Birds trail 8-1, bottom of the seventh. Backstrom 0-for-3, three strikeouts tonight. A sombrero or a hat trick. Grady trying to give him the golden sombrero. 1-1. Change up just off the edge, 2-1. Shorebirds will play a day game tomorrow against Augusta at 1:30. 1:35 to be exact. And then hit the road after to Columbia, 2-1. Backstrom fouls it back, 2-2. Tuesday will be 7:05, Wednesday at noon. And then 7:05 the rest of the way until Saturday and Sunday. Saturday at 6 and Sunday at 5. Break-even pitch. Slider down and in, laid off by Backstrom. The count's full. Three-two. Backstrom swings and misses. Can't help but chase down low as Grady sets him down on strikes for the fourth time tonight. And Connor with back-to-back Ks here in the seventh now has six total in the game. That ties both a season and career high, the sixth that he struck out against Fredericksburg on the first Saturday of the season. Maybe in line to set a new career high here against Braulio Vasquez. Right-handed batter, the first pitch. He swings and misses. Tight slider outside edge for strike one. So not all loss for Grady here tonight, despite getting hit around a little bit. Still getting the punch outs. Vasquez 2-for-3. The pitch. Slider down and away, 1-1. Vasquez has doubled off of Grady and singled off of him, scoring both times. 1-1. Vasquez swings away at a pitch downstairs. Can't lay off. It's 1-2. Vasquez unloads one deep down the left field line, but that'll hook foul. Hit off the apartment building. Nearly went yard for the second straight night. The count remains 1-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Grady strikes out the side here in the seventh, sets a new career high with seven strikeouts as he gets Vasquez to chase, and the seventh is over. We go to the eighth. Shorebirds down 8-1 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song! I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car.
Is this real leather?
The Shorebird Silver Sluggers, presented by Peninsula Home Care, is the premier club on the Eastern Shore for seniors 55 and up. Membership includes tickets to all 10 Wednesday Shorebirds games, allowing seniors a front row view to all the action in 2022. Members receive a free limited edition Shorebirds hat and other special perks. Each Silver Sluggers game features baseball bingo, offering fun and prizes to club members. The Silver Sluggers program is made possible by Peninsula Home Care. The best care by the best people in the best place. Home, Peninsula Home Care.
Purdue is so happy to welcome fans back to Arthur W. Purdue Stadium for the 2022 baseball season. We're proud to partner with your Delmarva Shorebirds to bring baseball excitement to our hometown. Thank you for your support. Go Shorebirds! Purdue, hometown proud since 1920.
Oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth. Shorebirds need some runs late as they trail the Green Jackets 8-1. Ramirez, Hernandez, and Valdez. The killer Z's at the end of the name here in the frame for the Shorebirds, 8-9-1. Against Juan Mateo, who pitched a 1-2-3 seventh on five pitches. His first pitch to Moises Ramirez, misses outside for ball one. Ramirez 0-2 tonight, struck out looking and popped out to the catcher. Mateo, with nobody on from the stretch, fires home, and Ramirez fouls it back out of play, 1-1. Ramirez's pop-up to the catcher back in the fifth feels like a big turning point in this game. 1-1. Fastball top of the zone for a called strike. It's 1-2. At that point, Miguel Pena had just come on, walked Ryan Higgins on four pitches. Was down 3-0 on Ramirez, who swung at a fastball out of the zone on 3-0. Kept the at-bat going. 1-2. Ramirez, a weak tapper back to the mound. Gloved by Mateo. He'll run over to first and halfway there. Flip it to the bag to retire Ramirez for the first down of the eighth. But after Ramirez ended up popping out, Mateo settled back in, struck out Hernandez and Valdez to end the inning, and then pitched a 1-2-3 sixth. And actually, since Ramirez popped out, that has started a string of now 10 in a row retired by Green Jackets pitching. There's Brian Hernandez, left-handed batter in the first pitch. Late on the fastball, sprays it out of play for strike one. As Pena and Mateo have combined to retire three-plus innings worth of batters in a row. Hernandez 1-for-2, infield single and a strikeout. 0-1. Fouls it straight back again. It's 0-2. Shorebirds without one of their key offensive pieces in the lineup tonight. Daryl Hernandez getting the day off. Talked with Felipe about that earlier today, about finding room to give guys the rest they need. The pitch, it's now in the dirt for ball one. He said with Daryl, it was either you decide to let him play tonight, play five straight games, and then let him have tomorrow off, but with it being a day game plus travel, it doesn't really feel like a full day off. You give Daryl off today, it's four games in a row, primed and ready for tomorrow, and then bus trip after the pitch. Hernandez, a weak tamper up the first baseline. That'll roll foul. Picked up by the catcher Estrada. Stay at a ball and two strikes. Felipe is saying Daryl was still feeling the side effects of whatever was going on with his leg last week that held him out towards the end of the weekend. So it was good to see Daryl obviously not ground into the game-ending double play last night, but if you're watching closely on that play, Daryl busted it out of the box. Looking like he was able to go full tilt when he really needed to. 1-2 pitch. Hernandez breaks his bat on a jam shot to second. Quintero gloves it in the air to retire Hernandez as the barrel of the bat went about half as far as the baseball. Handle will turn into a pretty good dagger. So the bat boy ends up wielding it like a little katana. So two out, nobody on. Gusta pitching has retired 11 in a row. Little line out to second there for Hernandez. Top of the order, Luis Valdez the batter. It's 1-2. The pitch. Breaking ball down low for ball one. Valdez led off the game. Swung at the first pitch. Single to left. Stole second. Went to third on a throwing error. And then scored on Noelbert Romero's sack fly. Since then, it's been nada for the birds on the board. 1-0. Fastball thrown straight to the backstop for ball two. Up and away. Just four hits in the game for Delmarva. All of them singles. And a couple of them, infield singles. Two of them. Hernandez and Bologna. 2-0 to Valdez. Takes a fastball down and away for ball three. Augusta pitching has just been very good tonight. Five strikeouts total, that's it. They've only walked one and a lot of weak contact. A lot of fly balls and pop-ups. 3-0. Valdez taking all the way. It's a called strike on the inside corner as he was about to heave his bat back to the dugout. And the Birds dugout will let the home plate umpire, Chris Janke, hear it about that call. So Valdez stays put, 3-1. Mateo the set and the pitch. Valdez takes low. This time it's ball four as he draws the two-out walk. Little rally here for Delmarva, two away, trailing 8-1 the top of the eighth. I'll bring up Noelbert Romero. Valdez at first held on by Vasquez. Birds down by seven, top of the eighth. Here's the pitch. Fastball way outside from Mateo for ball one. Lost his release point all of a sudden. High light kick, the 1-0. And Romero, a one-hop liner by the dive of Conley at short and on into left field. Romero with his first base hit of the game. He's 1-3. Fifth hit total for the Birds tonight. There's two on with two out for Michael Desson. Desson 1-3. Singled, stole a base back in the fourth. Scrounded out to third twice. Maybe the Birds can chip away a little bit here in the eighth. Get a little bit of life before we go to the ninth. Hugo Beltran has continued to throw out in the Shorebirds bullpen, so it looks like he'll come on when we go to the bottom of the eighth. First pitch coming home to Desson. And fastball's outside for ball one. I haven't really seen anything but the fastball from Mateo here recently, with his command suddenly escaping him. Two on, two out. Birds down by a touchdown, top of the eighth. 1-0. Fastball misses away. And Estrada, without a second glance, goes out to the mound to chat with his pitcher, Mateo. Trying to figure out what's going on. And the pitching coach, Mike Steed, will also go out. So they'll chat out on the mound with the count 2-0 on Desson. They announce in the background here all the auction winners of the jerseys that Augusta's wearing. And then the Star Wars themed ones. The Shorebirds will have their own Star Wars themed jerseys, as well as a couple other themed jersey auctions over the course of the season. Shorebirds brought back their popular Fight Against Cancer jersey as well. So all the names have been submitted for those who have been affected by cancer. It was a great display last year. Excited to see it again this year. Back to the action. 2-0 on Desson. 2-1, 2-out the pitch. And it's inside, and that got Desson on the jersey on the way by. So we've gone walk, single, hit, batter, and the Shorebirds have the bases loaded with two outs for Isaac Baloney. Baloney 1-for-3, an infield single back in the first. Bases loaded, two outs. Birds down 8-1, but a chance to put a big dent in things here. Here's the pitch. It's down in the dirt for ball one. Nobody up out in the Augusta bullpen. So Mateo, who's pitched himself into this jam, will have to try to pitch himself out of it. Base hit in the gap, maybe clears him. Gets the Birds right back in this one. Baloney switch hitter, bats left. Mateo, righty on the mound. High leg kick, the pitch. And he spikes it in there over top Baloney's shoe tops. Nice stop by Estrada. It's 2-0. And now, without much urgency, Augusta will get somebody loose out in the bullpen. 2-0 on Baloney. Base is drunk. 2 outs in the eighth. Mateo readies up. 2-0 pitch. And Baloney can't check his swing on a breaking ball down in. And we said we haven't seen the slider from Mateo of late. Well, he went to it in a crucial spot. Threw it out of the zone. Baloney couldn't lay off. Nobody would have guessed the slider there. 2-1. He goes back to the slider. This time Baloney able to lay off. It's down in the dirt for ball three. Mateo on the verge of walking home a run. Rubs up the baseball out in the mound. Now toes the rubber. Runners take their leads from every base. 3-1 on Baloney. The kick and the pitch. Baloney takes inside ball four, and Mateo walks home a run. Making an 8-2 ball game, and the line just keeps moving with two away. And Davis Tavares comes to the plate. Tavares, who homered back on Tuesday, has two on the season. Looking for an extra base hit here to really cut into this now 6-run deficit. It's Augusta 8, Delmarva 2 in the 8th. Base is loaded, 2 outs. First pitch to Tavares. Fastball just misses outside, as now Mateo not getting the close calls either. Looks like Ben Dumb getting out loose in the bullpen. 1-0, basically the same spot, and this time a called strike on the outside edge, 1-1. Dumb got the win back on Tuesday, pitching two scoreless innings in the eighth and ninth. 1-1. Tavares, a hard ground ball, but right at the second baseman, Quintero. He gloves, throws low to first, but it's picked by Vasquez, and the inning is over. Shorebirds get one back. Base is loaded, walk to Isaac Baloney, but they leave him loaded. As we go to the bottom of the eighth, it's now Augusta 8 and Delmarva 2 here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Hi fans, this is Sam Jelinek, voice of the Shorebirds. Want to follow all the Shorebirds action from anywhere all the time? Well, now you can, thanks to MILB.tv and the Shorebirds free audio stream. Head on over to the Shorebirds.com fan zone and click on the Shorebirds 2022 broadcast page to purchase your MILB.tv subscription today. The 2022 broadcast page also has the Shorebirds audio stream with Sam Jelinek on the call, both home and away, for free. What are you waiting for? Don't miss a pitch of Shorebirds baseball this season.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Are you looking for a one-of-a-kind birthday that your kid will never forget? look no further than a birthday party with the Shorebirds. With three different packages, the Shorebirds have multiple options to make your kid's next birthday bash one they will always remember. Packages include food, amusement passes, and their name up in lights on the video board. Learn more at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Bottom of the eighth. It's now an 8-2 ball game. Shorebirds trailing the Green Jackets. Sam Zelnick with you here on Saturday night from Augusta, or North Augusta, South Carolina. Hugo Beltran now on the mound as he relieves Connor Grady on this tech net call to the bullpen. Grady goes four innings, allows six runs, five earned on eight hits, no walks, seven strikeouts. A lot of career highs, unfortunately, for Connor in the hits, runs, earned, runs department, as well as strikeouts. First pitch from Beltran to Caden Morton. It's in for a called strike. Beltran making his second appearance of the week. Pitched back on Tuesday. Went two frames, gave up an unearned run on two hits and a strikeout. The pitch. Morton taps it foul at the plate. It's 0-2. On the season now, Hugo making his fifth appearance. No record, a 3-even ERA. Six innings. Struck out five, walked one. Nine hits, three runs, two earned. 6'1", 190-pound righty out of Barranquilla, Colombia. Traded from the Dodgers to the Orioles last summer. 0-2. Little nubber back to the mound. Beltran gloves it, walks it over to first, and underhand flips to Higgins to retire Morton, who falls to 2-for-4. Over him, Connor Blair. Good production from the bottom of the order tonight for Augusta. As between Vasquez, Morton, and Blair, they have combined for six of their 11 hits and four of their eight runs. Blair two for three. Single and an RBI double. Right-handed batter. Beltran from the stretch with nobody on his pitch. And the cutter is on the inside corner for strike one. Hugo, sinker, cutter, slider, changeup. Dumb continues to loosen out in the Green Jackets bullpen. Looks like he'll come on to close this one out in the ninth. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Blair pulls off the cutter down and away, and it's 0-2. Beltran traded from L.A. to Baltimore for the extremely gifted cash considerations. 0-2. Down the dirt, Blair lays off 1-2. Cash, we hardly knew you before they traded you. I'm always curious as to what cash considerations actually entails. Is it a set number or range? 1-2. Blair swings and misses. Beltran strikes him out. And there's two away here in the eighth. Shorebirds down 8-2. And how exactly is that cash delivered? Do the Dodgers and Orioles meet somewhere halfway across the country in the middle? Say Iowa, a cornfield in the middle of Des Moines. Car drives up with the LA Dodgers logo on it. Out comes Hugo Beltran. Car, the Orioles logo comes from the other direction. Out steps Mike Elias with a black briefcase stuffed with $100,000. Is that what we're talking about here? First pitch to Caleb Durbin, the Green Jackets leadoff man. He hits a grounder right at Higgins, wide of the base, and will race Durbin to the bag and win it to retire him as Hugo Beltran has an easy breezy 1-2-3 eighth to send us to the ninth. Shorebirds, they need six to tie, seven to take the lead. They trail 8-2 as we go to the ninth here on the Shorebirds Baseball Network. Secure your seats to the biggest games of the Delmarva Shorebirds 2022 season with our 12 and 22 game mini plans. You can join us for fireworks, secure promotional giveaways, dress up for theme nights, and so much more that you can choose and customize specifically for the games you want to attend. Our 12 and 22 game mini plans will make sure you have reserved seats for the biggest games of 2022 while providing you flexibility and savings. So make sure you buy today by going to theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, They call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the ninth, Shorebirds in a wee bit of a hole, trail at 8-2. Here against the Green Jackets, Sam Jelinek with you, Saturday night from North Augusta, South Carolina. 6-7-8 due up for the Birds against the new arm of the mound. That's Ben Dumb on the tech net, called the bullpen. Dumb relieves Juan Mateo, who goes two innings. First pitch from Dumb to De Leon. It's popped foul back out of play for strike one. Mateo gives up one run over two frames, one hit, two walks, no strikeouts. Old serve with a big cushion. Dumb, who picked up the win back on Tuesday with a couple scoreless frames. Right-handed arm throws from a low three-quarter slot. The pitch, fastball outside corner. Bell tie for strike two. On the season now, Dumb, two appearances, 4 2/3 shutout innings, two hits, no walks, five strikeouts. Undrafted free agent out of VCU. The pitch, De Leon, a little squibber out in front of the plate, out from his crouch. Estrada, the catcher, grabs it with the bare hand and throws to first to retire De Leon. And there's one away here in the ninth as De Leon falls to 0-4. I'll bring up Ryan Higgins, the first baseman tonight for the Shorebirds. He's 0-2. It's lined to left, flat out to right, walked and stolen a base. Two runs, five hits, two errors for the Shorebirds. Eight runs, 11 hits, one error for Delmarva. Dumb the stretch and the pitch. Fastball is high for ball one. Dumb, 6 feet, 215 pounds, a righty, 25 years old. Works in the stretch with nobody on. 1-0. Fastball high and tight. Bends Higgins back out of the way for ball two. Higgins still cold at the plate despite breaking his hitless streak last night, as he had been stuck in a rut of 0-16. 2-0. Higgins waits back on the changeup and fouls it back, 2-1. But still, despite the immense talent that Higgins, that everybody knows Higgins possesses, that's the thing. Still just cold to start the year. He'll find his footing. But I think nobody more frustrated than him himself. 2-1. Checks his swing, slider down and away, appeal to first, and no swing, says Juan Gomez. Everybody even around him feels frustrated for him because they know how good he can be and how good he looked last year prior to the injury as well. 3-1 pitch. Higgins swings, hits a slow tapper towards third, charging in Durbin, fields the glove, throws in the run, and the third baseman throws out Higgins for the second out here in the ninth. Birds down to their final chance. It'll be up to Moises Ramirez to keep this one alive. Ramirez 0-3. It's here, two outs, nobody on, top of the ninth. As out comes the trainer again to check on the catcher, Bruce Bear Estrada. I'm not sure what happened there. Maybe the bat got him on the backswing. But trainer off without much checking there. And we'll play on. Two outs, top nine, Birds down 8-2. On the verge of dropping their third series of the season, second straight. First pitch to Ramirez. Swings and misses, nowhere close to a slider outside. Ramirez has punched out looking, popped out to the catcher, and grounded back to the mound. Dumb set, his 0-1. Same pitch, same result. Ramirez helicopters at a pitch outside. And the Birds down to their final strike here on Saturday night. 8-2, Augusta leads it here in the ninth. Dumb comes set. His 0-2 pitch. Slider up and away. This time Ramirez lays off. It's 1-2. Just 5 hits in the game for the Shorebirds. Drawn 3 walks. Only punched out now 5 times. Not much hard contact tonight. 1-2. Ramirez reaches for the slider and pops it out of play right field side. Stays alive. Still 1-2 on Moises Ramirez. It's 2 outs, top of the ninth. Augusta looking to wrap it up with a 6-run lead. Kick and the pitch. Ramirez swings and misses, tied up in knots inside by a high fastball. And Ben Dumb with a 1-2-3 ninth puts a bow on this one as Augusta with the Saturday night win claims an early series victory as they defeat the Shorebirds here tonight by a final score of 8-2 and have taken 4 out of the first 5 here in this series. We'll go ahead, take a break, and on the other side, wrap this one up with the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Your final score here from SRP Park. It's the Green Jackets 8 and the Shorebirds 2. Postgame show coming up next. This has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.
At Warwick Community College, a seat is never just a seat. A seat can take you places. It can open your mind. A seat can be the beginning, and it can fulfill a deeper calling. Experience our personal, small college atmosphere for yourself. Registration for summer and fall classes is going on now. Visit warwick.edu. We're saving a seat for you.
Looking for some prime real estate to host your next group outing? Well, look no further than the Delmarva Shorebirds. There is nothing like going to a baseball game in the summertime with a group of friends, co-workers, or family. With multiple hospitality areas and different all-you-can-eat menu options, Arthur W. Purdue Stadium is the perfect place for your next group outing. From the Executive Club, Luxury Suites, the Hardball Cafe, and the Picnic Deck, there are so many great ways to take everyone out to the ballgame. Book your group outing today at theshorebirds.com or by calling 410-219-3112. Want to take in your next Shorebirds game in style? Enjoy your next outing to Purdue Stadium from the comfort of your very own luxury suite. These spacious, carpeted, and weather-ready suites are furnished with individually controlled heating and air conditioning units, a private restroom, television, couch, chairs, and padded seats. Your luxury suite can comfortably accommodate up to 25 people. They are perfect for hosting clients, staff outings, organization gatherings, and so much more. For more information about renting a luxury suite, go to theshorebirds.com or contact the Shorebirds at 410-219-3112. The Shorebirds Kids Club, presented by Maui Jacks Water Park, is a home run of a membership for kids ages 12 and under. The Kids Club includes 2 upper reserve tickets to 5 Sunday Shorebirds home games, 1 complimentary ticket to Maui Jacks Water Park, an exclusive player autograph session, a replica baseball, a membership card and lanyard, discount at the Flock Shop, and discounts on Shorebirds birthday parties, all for just $25. And remember, kids run the bases after every Sunday home game. Join the Shorebirds Kids Club at theshorebirds.com. Welcome back to SRP Park. Sam Jelinek with you as it's time for the Delmarva Shorebirds postgame show. Shorebirds fall tonight here on Saturday night from North Augusta, South Carolina by a final score of 8-2. To the Augusta Green Jackets as Augusta claims an early series victory by taking 4 out of the first 5 games this week. Tonight was kind of, unfortunately, back to the basics that Delmarva had kind of seen during their losses earlier during the 7-game losing streak, just with the way it unfolded as far as lack of hard-hit balls, pitching. Didn't struggle with command tonight. It was more just getting hit around by a good Augusta lineup. And the offense went 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. Not a whole lot of chances with runners on base or in scoring position for that matter. But when they did come around, Delmarva just wasn't able to capitalize enough here tonight. So let's walk you through how this one happened. Shorebirds got on the board first for the second straight game. It proved not to matter, though. Luis Valdez singled on the game's first pitch to left, stole second.
Throw went into center. He went to third, and Noelbert Romero drove him in with a sac fly. But Augusta answered straight away in the bottom of the first. Caleb Durbin walked against Moises Chassé. He then stole second and scored on Geraldo Quintero, RBI single. After a fielder's choice, Ruzbeer Estrada with an RBI double into left center to give Augusta a 2-1 lead. Stayed at that score line until the fourth. Single tally for Augusta as the first two reached against Connor Grady. A double and a single put men at the corners. Grady then got a 6-4-3 double play that allowed a run to score. Shorebirds happy to take the two outs, though. Again, another run in the fifth off of Grady as Geraldo Quintero singled with one out, went ahead, stole second, went to third on the throw, and then came in to score on Ruzbeer Estrada's RBI double down the left field line, his second of the game. Augusta blew it open in the sixth as they had the first four reach. Single, single, double, double. Four came around to score. RBI double for Connor Blair. Two-run double for Caleb Durbin. Gave Augusta an 8-1 lead at that point. Shorebirds got one back in the eighth. Bases loaded walk with two outs against Juan Mateo as he lost control a little bit. But that was all the Shorebirds would have as prior to loading the bases with two outs in that inning, Augusta pitching had retired 11 in a row from just after the start of the fifth all the way through almost the end of the eighth. The Shorebirds did not have a base runner on. Augusta was able to wrap it up easily with a 1-2-3 ninth from Ben Dumb and secure the 8-2 win. Final line score here tonight, Delmarva, 2 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors, they strand 6. Augusta, 8 runs, 11 hits, 1 error, they strand 5. Pena picks up the victory for Augusta as Miguel worked 2 scoreless innings, walked 1, struck out 3. Moises Chassé takes his first loss of the year, falls 0-1. Moises goes 3 innings, allows 2 runs on 3 hits, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. No save required. We started at 6:04. We finished at 8:34. Time of game, 2 hours and 30 minutes. In front of 5,060 fans about to go berserk for some fireworks here in a couple of minutes. So those are just about everything you need to know from tonight's ball game. Let's go ahead and look at how the rest of Birdland unfolded. If everybody else was as unlucky as the Birds tonight, Aberdeen, 5th straight win against Jersey Shore. They can go for the sweep tomorrow. Carlos De Vera goes 5 innings, allows 3 runs, picks up the win. Clayton McGinnis the save, and a 6-4 Aberdeen victory. Connor Norby with his 5th home run of the season, as Adley Rutschman also went 4-for-4 with a couple of doubles. Bowie loses to Richmond for the 2nd straight night. Another close one. Connor Loprick took the loss. Will Wilson, 5th home run of the year for Richmond, as the Flying Squirrels win it 3-1 against the Bay Sox. And then the Tides, they get shut out by Gwinnett, 5-0 at the final score there, as the Tides offense just unable to get going outside of Atlanta here tonight. And the Big League O's, they are still playing against Boston. They got a good start from Spencer Watkins. But at the moment, the O's are getting no hit by Nathan Eovaldi through 5 innings. Boston leads 1-0 with the Orioles still looking for their first base hit of the game. Those are all the scores from Birdland. So let's go ahead and take a look at the Carolina League and how that impacts both Delmarva and Augusta. Looks like everybody except for Lynchburg and Salem has gone final. That game in the top of the eighth, Lynchburg leading Salem 9-4 at the moment. Other scores from across the league, Fredericksburg, a 6-1 win over Charleston as the Fred Nats improved to 14-6 on the year. Myrtle Beach, they match Fredericksburg's record, 14-6 themselves. They win 9-1 against Columbia as the Fireflies fall to 7-13. And it looks like it'll be the two cellar dwellers next week between Columbia and Delmarva. Fayetteville, a 2-1 win over Kannapolis. Down East shuts out Carolina 2-0. And here from Augusta, Green Jackets win it 8-2. With that win, Augusta improves to 11-9 on the season. They keep pace with Myrtle Beach at the top of the Southern Division, still 3 games back. They are 7-4 now here at SRP Park, and they have won 2 games in a row. Delmarva, with the loss, they fall to 6-14. Most games under 500 on the season, 8 below .500. Now also 8 back of Fredericksburg, the most they have trailed in the division this season. They are 4-7 on the road, and they have lost two games in a row. That'll about do it here for the postgame show. That's everything you need to know from today's game and everything from across the league, and that'll allow us to actually look ahead to the series finale tomorrow. Shorebirds and Green Jackets wrap this one up with a Sunday matinee, 1:35 first pitch. Rematch of game one of the series, Shane Davis gets the start. He's 0-1 with a 3.68 ERA for the Shorebirds against Roybert Salinas. He who struck out 12 over 4 back on Tuesday, didn't allow a ball to put in play, gets the start on Sunday. He's 0-1 with a 1.45 ERA for Augusta. First pitch, 1:35. We'll talk to you for the pregame show at 1:20. So now that you're primed and ready for tomorrow, that'll wrap it up for tonight's postgame show. As always, big thank you from me to you for tuning in for tonight's ball game. As the Shorebirds unable to overcome middle inning woes against this Green Jackets ball club, as Augusta scores 1 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, 4 in the 6th to blow it open and defeat the Shorebirds 8-2. Big thanks to everybody back in Salisbury helping put this show that we call Shorebirds Baseball on the air. And until tomorrow when we talk to you at 1:20, your final score one more time from tonight, it's Augusta 8, Delmarva 2. Talk to you tomorrow at 1:20 for the pregame show. I've been Sam Jelinek, and this has been Delmarva Shorebirds Baseball on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.